Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited. We have a brand new guest speaker on our show today. Ambujam Rose is here. And I'm excited because it's the first time that she's on our show. She's going to be sharing a short, small group healing process. We're going to be doing some mini readings. And we're going to be talking about yes and. I mean, it's like not just yes and, but for me, it's like yes, but what is true? And I was, you know, what's so funny is like when I got this title, I'm like, oh my goodness, that's exactly what I'm asking right now. Yes, but what is true? What is real? What, you know, what's going on here? So I'm, you know, I'm excited about what we're going to talk about today. And part of what we're going to talk about is asking that question, what is true? What is true for you? And to help us to live in our awakening and embodiment, why would we use this question for making all decisions? And we're going to hear about Ambujam's story of her work, how it found her and her early on sacred experience with a client that showed Ambujam how truly holy and special her work is. And I have to say, I've had many people email me and tell me how excited they are that you're here with us today on the show. So Ambujam, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you're here, you know, because
I'm so touched that you emailed Alara saying that you're excited. I'm super humble.
And I'm so glad that you're here with us because it's going to be, I know it's going to be a powerful call and a powerful show.
Yeah, I just feel all this energy like brrr, running right? through. I need a little seatbelt to like strap myself down.
Exactly. It started before we went live, right? And so it's like, okay, this is going to be fun. This is going to be powerful. So I just wanted to share with the people who are already here that you, if you have questions, you can type it in the chat, or when we do actually do the reading part, you can raise your hand so that you can come live on the video or audio if you only have audio, which is fine, right? So just so you know, and I'll probably say it again a little bit later because just I sometimes forget, but I'm so excited because this is, you know, this is so such a relevant topic. Yes, but what is true? Like, what is true and what is true for you and what is true for me? It's going to be different, right? So I'm so excited.
Well, actually,
about our conversation.
No. That's part of it.
Hey, okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah. You want to just kind of jump in with that?
Well, no, actually, because it's your first time being on our show with our audience, you know, can you take a few moments and tell us about your journey, the work that you do, how you got started, whatever else you'd like to share with us?
Yeah. Every time I go to tell this story, it's just really moving because it's really close to my heart. So take a deep breath and start when I was about 2.5 years old, and I would play with spirit, I'd call it, in my room. And I would see what I would call a mall with like 80,000 floors up, 80,000 floors wide, 80,000 floors deep. And I saw that I was existing on many of these floors, and so weren't other humans. And I was also existing here. And spirit used to teach me that we are this like multidimensional being and consciousness. We have spirit bodies, we have emotional bodies, we have mental bodies. And what happens when we make decisions here on earth, how that affects us there. We make decisions there, how that affects us here. And how everything works together. It's so layered and complicated, but so simple. And I was just shown we have issues in these areas or something's like out of alignment or whatever we want to call it, we feel that here and vice versa. We might not be conscious of it, right? So I thought everybody saw this. Okay, so I didn't really think much of it, but it would only happen in my room. Every time I would leave my room, everything was normal. You know, it stayed there until one day I was about 5 years old, and above all the adult's head was what I would call like this cloud. And it was this kind of like never ending cloud. And it had all of these past life experiences in their cloud. And each one of them were super significant to their present life. And there were these themes in the cloud. And spirit was basically like, all their present life issues come from their cloud. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that feels normal. And there was this feeling in my body like, if the adult could only know what was in their clouds, you know, what was in their past lives, and these points of like, they kind of looked like these little knots, sort of. And they were, you know, relationship issues and issues with the self and choices and all this stuff. And how, if all of that can reconcile and balance out, their present life just kind of shifts. And I was like, oh. So again, thought everybody saw this, went to high school, started saying it out loud, realizing, nope.
Nobody sees that.
Nobody sees this. And when I was at parties and people were drinking, for some reason, they became way more open. And I'm like, ooh, you know, I get to share what I'm seeing. For some reason, I felt like I could do that easier. Mm-hmm. And then I soon became the buzzkill, the weird one, don't talk to her.
Right.
Super painful. And people would only call me when they had problems. And so I decided I'm shutting this down. I'm not looking anymore. So fast forward to 26 years old, a lot more happened, but we're just going to fast forward. And I completely forget I shut my gifts down. Okay. Totally forget. Moved to San Francisco. And I was there for 2 months and I was waitressing. And I'm walking across Golden Gate Bridge in between two jobs. And something in me was like, what am I here to do? I did not move to San Francisco to continue my career as a waitress. And all of a sudden, this aunt who had died when I was a kid came in. I didn't see her, I felt her though. And she said, oh, don't worry, everything's gonna be fine. And the feeling felt so comforting and deep, but I was like, I'm making it up. It must be my mind.
Right.
So I just put that away. Until the next day, everything changed. Okay. And this is where stuff gets interesting. So I go to work in the morning. And for those of you who are familiar with San Francisco, I'm walking down Market Street, take a right on Embarcadero, and boom, I feel 50,000 feet tall, 50,000 feet wide. My body is like vibrating. The Bay Bridge, the ocean, the rocks, everything felt like extensions of my fingers and of my body. And the sense of this little limited me kind of went poof. And I was, I don't know how to describe it other than that. Mm-hmm. And it felt so familiar. And yet I still forgot I shut all this off. Okay. So I'm like walking to work. I'm all like, da, 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 da. And I walk up the stairs to work. And one of the waiters walks out and he's like, oh, good morning. I'm like, good morning. And all of a sudden this part of him came on the side of him who was about 14 years old. And he said, I went on a date with someone last night and she reminded me of my mother. And he starts going on and on about these issues with his mother, how she makes him feel. And I'm like, and this all happened within 2 seconds of us passing each other because he's leaving and I'm going in. Mm-hmm. So all day long, I'm hearing, you know, people are ordering their food, but I'm hearing their inside voices tell me where they're at in their path, what they're learning, their relationship with themselves, their family. I mean, like super detailed.
Wow.
So I say nothing out loud, you know, mm-hmm. It felt like so true in my body. Okay. But I had no like outside validation yet until my last table. So my last table, this woman's like, I'll have a hamburger well done. Her inside voice goes, I can't believe I didn't get that job promotion. I worked so hard. She was so angry. And she goes, and he gave it to Joe. And all of a sudden her little girl self popped out like the guy in the restaurant. She was like six. She starts describing to me that her father gave all his attention to their male cousin. Hmm. Male being the significant part, right?
Right.
And she starts going on and on about how painful that is because she just wants her daddy's attention, you know? And something in me knew she's not conscious of this little girl upset, but I know she knows about, you know, the present self. Mm-hmm. So I saw that her childhood upset was making her present anger like 1,000 times bigger, you know? So I'm like, I gotta ask. So I was like, excuse me, I have a question to ask you. She's like, okay. I'm like, are you really upset you didn't get a job promotion? And she was like, total shock, but confirmation in her eyes. Mm-hmm. She goes, how do you know that? I was like, holy shit.
I got goosebumps all over.
And all of a sudden, I felt like I was in a movie where the camera just focuses on you and everyone goes away. Mm-hmm. So everything paused. I'm like standing there with my little waitress pad, you know? Everything pauses. These huge beings come down, maybe like five of them. Immeasurably massive. And they have this feeling of like this reverence and this lightness, but this seriousness too, like all at once. And they started downloading me with what happens when we don't feel our emotions and what karma is and what past life is and how we all come together as souls again in this life, like mm-hmm. working everything out that we didn't work out. Like there's no coincidence. And they started just downloading and downloading me. Somehow I make it home. Okay. I have no memory of how I got home from waitressing. My roommate was home and I'm like, I want to give him a reading, even though I didn't really know what that meant, but I'm like, I want to take what's been happening to me all day and try to do it on purpose. So I tell him, hey, this weird thing's been going on. Do you mind if I give you a reading? And he's like, okay. So I didn't know how to tune in on purpose. And I'm like, how am I going to do this? I'm thinking to myself. And I'm like, okay, so I've seen movies where like there's dogs missing or somebody missing. And there's a psychic that takes a scarf and holds it, you know, and she gets these visions of where this person is. I'm like, maybe I'll try that. So I look at his body and I saw that he is wearing this ring that's really important to him. So I said, hey, can I use your ring? And he's like, okay. So I take the ring and I'm like holding it and I'm waiting. Then all of a sudden these feelings start arising in my heart. And I knew they weren't mine. I knew they were my roommate's. And I said, have you been feeling like this and like that and like this? And he goes, yeah, that's totally happening at work. So as he's telling me what's going on at work, the beings come back again and they say, tell him his dad needs him. And I'm like, okay, now I'm hearing voices and I am freaked out. So for some reason, I wasn't freaked out at the restaurant, but now I'm freaked out. So I ignored them because I think I'm like losing my mind. And I keep going with the readings and they're like, tell him his dad needs him. And I'm like, nope, nope, nope. And I kept ignoring it. And finally the energy was so strong, I had to say it. So I was just like, your dad needs you. And he got really quiet and really upset. And he said, why would you say that? And I was like, uh-oh, pissed him off. And they're like, tell him again. And I'm like, no. And so I told him again. I said, these beings that came to me in the restaurant are back again. And they're telling me to tell your dad needs you. And he said, well, I don't know why you would say that because my dad left my mom and I like 15 years ago and we haven't seen him since. Mm. And all of a sudden, there's this feeling that's coming out of him like it's all my fault my dad left. And the reading changed and this gray black ball showed up. It was all like intertwined with this label of it's all my fault. Mm. And that this ball was affecting his thing at work, was affecting relationships with women and other stuff. And the ball started telling me how he could heal this like basically karmic root cause issue of why he feels like it's all his fault. So I start telling him what's going on, all this information is pouring through. And the reading went on for I don't even know how long. So I woke up the next morning and I'm like, okay, that was weird. I'm like, how do I know stuff? And I'm like, but I want to do it again. And so I go to work and I'm reading people all day. I get back home and my roommate is bawling his eyes out, sitting on the couch. Kleenex is piled like everywhere. Mm. And my insides are like, uh-oh, this is from the reading. I screwed him up. I said the wrong thing. He like comes towards me off the couch. And I've never seen anybody's eyes just filled with 80,000 emotions and all this gratitude. And he said, do you remember you told me my dad needed me? And I was like, yeah. And he said, well, I called my mom and we found his phone number and I called him. I was like, you did? And he said, yeah, he was so happy to hear from me. And he told me he'd been staying away from me all this time because he didn't want to screw me up. and we're going to go have lunch tomorrow and start a relationship. And I was like, he's like, thank you so much. And I was
like, oh, I've got tears.
Holy shit. And then the beings came back again. Everything paused. And they said, you have the ability to see the root causes of people's issues, how to heal them super fast and easy, and this is what you shall do. And I was like, okay. And I was driven to start my practice. Wow. I'm like, you didn't have computers, or I didn't have one then, because this is 24 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm like making little pictures, calling it spiritual insights, putting it on people's car windows. I'm like doing everything I could. And I'm like, you know, people would go, what do you do? I'm like, I don't know. Just sit with me. Something happens. And, you know, that was 24 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's evolved because we've evolved. Right.
Yeah. Wow. And that's amazing. I love your story. Number one, I just love it. I mean, goosebumps throughout the whole thing and tears.
You know, and I forgot like one of the most important parts when that ball showed up of my roommates and it was telling me how I could heal this root cause issue. This other information started coming in about his dad and why he left. And the information was saying he left because he didn't feel like he could be a good father and husband. Mm-hmm. So he thought he'd save you guys from himself and he left. And then that's exactly what he said. Like, I've been staying away thinking that you know, mm-hmm. And there's just this like this sacred feeling to when I sit with people, like, you plus me plus spirit plus grace plus the divine plus whatever is needed, you know, is there for us. And it's just like every single session, I'm just like, oh my God, thank you so much. And the person's like, no, thank you. I'm like, no, it's mutual. Believe me.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I'm so grateful that you shared that story. It's like absolutely just wow. And, you know, I realized that when you started telling your story, it's like, oh, I didn't read your bio.
That's okay.
I know. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot something. But I just wanted to share with everybody really quickly that you are a self-embodiment guide and healer, right? And that you see where you are on the path and help you navigate the path. And so just so in case people are wondering, like, who is this person? And, you know, it's like, I love her experience. I love what she shared, but what does she do exactly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the hard part.
And it is about embodiment, right? Embodying, yeah. You know, us in this reality, right? And navigating this reality with more ease, you know, and yeah. Being on the path, whatever the path is, but having a clear path to create our life, right?
Exactly. You know, I was doing these readings and these healings, and then 2010, I'm minding my own business, doing a session, and all of a sudden, this light starts, like, emerging out of my client, within my client, and I'm like, what is that? And to me, that's when awakening really started kind of happening to a lot of people. So this light's, this deep core sense of this light would start coming out and coming out and coming out. And it was starting to do the healing. It was starting to bring the information. Mm-hmm. Then 2012 happened. And then we all started waking up like popcorn, like, you know, so my work had to shift. Like, not only do I have these gifts, right, of seeing like this past life stuff and all this other stuff, but then the whole work had to shift because I had to learn, okay, who are we really? And we have these issues, yes, but we're not our issues, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And it's really like helping people clear the way, basically clear the light bulb off, you know, of the dust. And sometimes the dust is important to understand. And sometimes spirit's like, no, we're just going to move this stuff. And so after 2012, this energy work started happening where there are these quick bursts of release. Because we're so much, because of where we are now in our consciousness, we're so much able to reach, we'll say, the mall, mm-hmm. You know, way more the mall, where before we were like, we had like, you know, this much to work with, we'll say. And so it's almost more complicated, not in a bad way, because now we can even get to what's motivating your thoughts of self just way before. Sometimes we even work before the soul. Like, how I see it is like, let's say here's source. It incarnates, and then there's the soul body and all these other bodies. So the soul isn't who we are either, from my experience. And so sometimes it's all this stuff that happens right here. But it's so core. And so we can get to just, you know, layer after layer of these really significant things that are, you know, the dust on the light bulb of people really embodying who they are. So mm-hmm. Spirit's whole thing now is, you know, my gifts are still there of looking at what's going on and where somebody is on their path. But their whole purpose now is to clear the way as fast as we can, embody who you are, anchor in that, and energize your heart's rightful path. And that brings us to like the truth, right? Like
right.
truth. And so it's like, we could say these three steps. It's seeing where they're at and where they are in their path with their embodiment, and then clearing all the stuff out of the way super fast and boom, you know, bringing them in. And then I see people so intricately of what creates their behaviors, their thoughts of self, the most subtle things. And so Spirit and I help that person really understand what's making up their sense of self, not the big self, but the little self, mm-hmm. how to shift these, you know, these ways of being. A lot of it is feeling the truth inside the heart. Once somebody can really feel that, that's our anchor point to everything. That's our lighthouse, right? So yeah, it's this whole, like everything had to change after 2012 because it's no longer just about healing anymore. It's about embodiment, mm-hmm. which we could say it was before too, but now we're awake now. That's different.
So it's about embodiment, being on your path, living your purpose, right?
Yeah.
And creating the life that you desire with ease. You know, I think those days of struggle are past our path, right? They're behind us.
What I find with people is to live life with ease. There's a really deep choice that one has to make. And they might think they're making it presently. Like their present self wants to, mm-hmm. right? But then there are these unconscious layers that are like, no. Or they have old soul contracts and agreements that say, no, I'm not going to do this. So, you know, my whole thing is like also teaching people, like when you have a present choice, like I want to live with ease, or I want to be healthy, or I want to be abundant, or I want to do what I'm here to do. Mm-hmm. You've got to chiggity check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself. You got to go all the way through to be like, is all of me on board with this? And if not, what does that feel like? And what do I need to do to complete and reconcile? And Spirit's been saying to us, like, you guys have no idea what a gift it is to be able to go that deeply to purify and reconcile and re-choose, you know, because we're mostly just like going through it, mm-hmm. right? It does get yep. easier, right? More peaceful. But the capacity that each person has to go so deep within and just ask the question, okay, where in me might be in opposition to this? And to be able to actually get to that and reconcile that so they can be in ease, you know? And yeah, I totally hear what you're saying about the ease.
Well, yeah, well, because I think, you know, we've had enough challenges, we've done enough healing, we've done enough clearing, right? And yeah. now, let's face it, we've done a lot of that. So now it's about, okay, I've done a lot, but, you know, and even all the work that I've done, doesn't any of that help me to have a bit more ease, to be on my path, to have mm-hmm. some clarity, to know where I'm going, and to actually, like, be doing what I want to do, you know, like Jamie or Kira, I'm not sure if you want to go by Kira or Jamie, but she, you know, she's asking the same question. What am I here to do? Right. Mm-hmm. And it's not about, for me, it's not about just waiting for the answer to come in. It's also for us going within and saying, okay, really, truly, what am I here to do? What brings me joy? What lights me up? Right. Yeah. What gets me going? But a lot of times we're waiting for an answer from the divine. Like I've said many times, okay, I just want God to come in front of me and tell me what the heck I'm supposed to be doing because I'm not getting it, right? Yeah. So where are they? Why aren't they coming and telling me? Because I don't get it, right? So
yeah, and it's like being willing to surrender, to listen, right?
Yeah.
Like you're saying. And it's so interesting, like you're just reminding me of like these stages that we're evolving and growing, like, we used to have these training wheels, or we used to have these kind of strings, and the divine was like, you know, doop, 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 because we couldn't like be trusted in a certain way.
Right.
Because we were asleep, you know? And at this stage, we have a lot of choice like we didn't have before. Have we always been able to have choice? Absolutely. But now like you said, from all the clearing that we've done, it creates more awareness to actually be able to choose. And like you said, part of that big empowerment is to trust ourselves enough, because it's very vulnerable. Like, it's one thing to say, oh, just trust yourself. But when somebody's sitting inside themselves and they're about to go within, and we can just say everything inside of their body that's scared or has had trauma or whatever it is, it's a really big deal for somebody to go inside and ask their heart, mm-hmm. what am I here to do? Mm-hmm. And to trust and deeply surrender to that whole process. And you know, with the work I do, we help energetically bring you into what you're here to do. And sometimes it's not a what yet. It's like we're prepping energetically too. And then the other thing in 2012 that started to become more apparent to me is, you know, the mind waits for this huge purpose, right? That we're going to have some like sword in the air or whatever, or have some big, huge company or whatever it is. But what started to become more and more apparent with my clients is it's not so much what you do. It's who you are doing what you then will do. And whether, you know, no matter what you're doing. And so this internal world of like really embodying our internal, right? And then doing from there, like you said, it used to be the other way around. Now it's like, no, it's all in first. And it doesn't just have to be first, not black or white. You know, the thing could show up too, right? Same time. But what I watch within myself and with clients is like, no, they're actually creating their internal landscape first, and that sprouts, that grows. And then we do, you know, it's like we be first, we have it first, then we do it. It used to be, I got to try to do so I can have it, so I can be it.
Right. It's the other way around.
It's the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you don't, you know, if you're not doing it, because you don't have it, it means you're not being it yet. But what about all the work that you've done? How much more work do you have to do to be it? I'm just, you know, yeah. I'm just anticipating what Kira is going to ask me next.
Well, and that's the thing. Okay, so awakening means that we will continue to purify everything that is not us for the rest of this lifetime. Mm-hmm. There are waves of intensity and peace and bliss and and then another wave. Okay, there's so much timing, like we'll say divine timing and mystery, and when we're truly ready. And the deepest thing that I could tell anybody that has that question of what am I here to do, and I've done all this work, and why am I not doing it, why hasn't it showed up, okay, this is that question of, but what is true? Mm-hmm. Okay, you go in your heart and you go, okay, I have all these feelings, all these wants, all these attachments, all these emotions. And I'm fast forwarding this process a bit. But what in my heart of hearts, is it actually time to be expressing my purpose yet? No? Interesting. Or yes, and why isn't this happening? Oh, blah, blah, blah. So it's this whole friendship and relationship that this guides, this follows, you know, it's like this. Mm-hmm. And when I've worked with people and they're super frustrated because they feel like they've done all this work and nothing's showing up yet, and I can help them connect to that truth. And their truth is saying, it's not time yet. Hold on, be patient.
Or continue. Don't to work say that. I hate that word.
I know. And that's the worst thing that they could tell us, because yeah. Patience.
Be patient. Really, are you kidding me?
I still have to wait. Yeah. And I'm hearing spirit say, you spoiled brats.
Yes, I am.
Why don't you just, and I know this is easier said than done. Okay. But they're saying like, why don't you just embrace where you are at? You have no idea of the flower you're becoming. You have no idea. Your mind is racing and waning and emotionally. And they're just like, no, my darling.
So we're in our head a lot.
Totally.
Yeah, we're totally in our head. We're not in our heart, right?
Yeah, so when you get impatient, you tune back into the truth and the heart, because the truth isn't personal, is what I find. Like when you said my truth and your truth are different, my experience is they're not.
Hmm.
If we can sift through all our emotions.
Yeah, the truth is the same.
The truth, not my truth.
Yeah, but what is true for me in this moment may not be what's true for you in this moment. That's what I'm saying. You know, and I think that has to do with just the resonance of whatever the situation happens to be, right?
That's whatever exactly. Can I give two examples of?
Sure. Yeah.
Not my personal truth. So about 20 years ago, I was talking to my uncle in Seattle, and I was going to go visit him. So I hung up the phone. I had this idea. Oh, I'm going to call my sister. Maybe she can surprise him, and we'll fly together. I call her up. I'm like, hey, do you want to go visit Uncle so-and-so? And she's like, yeah, look for flights. Get back to me. I'm like, okay. I hang up the phone. And this is before awakening for me, okay? I hang up the phone and my heart goes, no. And I'm like, what do you mean, no? And it's like, she needs to stay home. And I was like, yeah, but, and it just kept going, no. And so I had so much obligation. Like, I just called her, got her all excited. I can't call her back and say, no. So it took me like 4 or 5 hours to just sit and sit and sit and sit. The no was strong. The no was there. It was constant, constant. I'm like, all right. I call her up. I get her voicemail. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I just got you all excited. But it doesn't feel right for you to come. I feel like you should stay home. So hang up the phone. She calls me back 2 hours later, has not heard my voicemail. And says, I know you're all excited about me coming, but I really have to stay home. I have so much homework to do. I can't make it. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. The other, actually, two more quick examples I want to say. Years later, I meet this person at a workshop. She's a massage therapist. We live in New York. I'm like, let's do a trade. She's like, yeah. On my like third massage, I'm kind of like, me no like. This not work for me. And I'm like, dang it. I don't want to call her and say no, but it wasn't just about, oh, I didn't like her style or whatever. I really started to feel in my heart, like a similar no to my sister thing. Okay. Like, mm-hmm. This isn't right. So same thing. I'm full of obligation. I'm like, I can't just call her. I've promised her and all this stuff. So I take hours and I finally get to this, like I finally drop in enough, like through all the emotions, I drop in my heart. And there's this, actually this excitement of like, it's not true to trade with her. Mm. I'm like, okay. And then I called her from that excitement. And I was like, I have something to tell you. I said, it just doesn't feel right. I forget what I said exactly, to do a trade. And I go, I'm so sorry. And she goes, you know what? I've actually been feeling the same thing, but I've been too afraid to call you.
Right.
And I was like, so one more, because this is my most recent one. I had a client. And I'm waiting on the call and she doesn't show up and I'm emailing her and I'm like, and just the day before she was like, yeah, I'm excited. I'll see you, you know, that next day. So the hour goes by and I just kind of start going on with my day. And yet my energy was still like, I'm working. And I'm like, I'm not working anymore. Sign is closed. And so a couple hours later, she texts me being like, where are you? I'm like waiting on the call. And I'm like, and normally, you know, I have policies in place. When somebody doesn't show up, they, you know, they're charged for that and we reschedule. My whole body though is like, oh, we're doing a session. Cause I asked my heart, cause it was a Saturday. I just wanted to go out and have my day, you know? Mm-hmm. And she's texting and my heart's like, yes, you were to do the session. I'm like, okay. So I do the session and I said, we had our times wrong. So in my time zone, it was MDT, hers, it was MST. And I didn't know that I was a DT. So as we start talking about it at the end of the session, I'm like, I'm not quite sure if this is my fault or not. I said, I guess what it feels right for me right for now is to just ask you to donate for the hour instead of being charged X. She's like, yeah, that feels good. So I hang up the phone, I go to the computer and I'm like, oh shit, I am MDT. Like this is all my fault. So I emailed her. And before I emailed her, it kept feeling really true in my heart to still send her the link for a donation. And I'm like, yeah, but this makes no sense. This is totally my fault. Like on paper, this is wrong. And it kept being like, yes, do it. Yes, do it. Yes, do it. Yes, do it. And the yes always feels really like, you know, there's degrees, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I email her and I'm like, although this makes no sense to me, I still really feel strongly that I have to email you this link and to donate, you know? And then I wanted to say, I hope that's okay. And I'm like, no, erase, erase, erase. Do whatever feels right for you. Nope. Erase, erase, erase. You know, cause I want to make it okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my heart was like, no, you just need to send her the link and that's that. So I do that and I'm not satisfied yet. Because when I'm not clear about what my motivation is, or when I feel like unsettled about something, I need to sit with that thing until I am at peace, until I go, ah, that's why this is happening. So it took me about an hour and I was like meditating on, why do I need to send her this link? Because I'm uncomfortable. This is really uncomfortable for me, because this is like, again, on paper, there's no reason. Mm-hmm. And what I felt was there's a part of her that really wants to give to me. And it felt so like loving and magical. I'm like, oh, if I didn't give her that link, I'd be blocking this part of her that wants to give me. So she sends me, so that all happens. She sends me a donation. She's like, I really want to give to you. I really appreciate your work. I just, and like she had this kind of, some other things that she said in the email that felt like that really kind of magical feeling. And I emailed her back to share what experience I had. I'm like, thank you for teaching me again that I can trust. Like, this is not my truth.
Right.
This is our truth.
Yeah.
And like my experience when I'm working with clients is we all tune into the truth together. That's why it resonates. It's not my personal truth. Mm-hmm. It's our or the or the truth.
Yeah.
The truth.
Yeah.
And if we can get through the emotions and get through the attachments and all this, and we can all like, so my experience when working with people is like, there's a truth. It's not mine. It's not yours. And what happens is we tune into it together. Mm-hmm. That's why it resonates. And that's why it's powerful.
Beautiful. So, yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. My examples of, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. That's, yeah, that was awesome. Great examples. I love it. And, you know, and for, and asking about what is true can help us to get clear and get clarity and I guess tune into more of who we truly are, our heart, our essence, our being, to see what is the right direction to go or the right path or moving forward, right?
Because it always knows, and it knows what is the highest and best for me and you and all concerned. Like, it knows the complicated connections, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, exactly what you just said. When you have that place, that's where your direction is. That's where you can rest. Even though the mind is like, I don't like this very much or whatever, or it could be excited. The mind could be like, yes, yeah. It doesn't matter really. I mean, it matters because it's our experience, but this isn't the truth though, right?
Yeah.
We can focus here and live from here. You know, why would we want to live from here is the question. Because I could easily make decisions from my mind and it would feel nice and comfy and safe and comfortable from my image and my ego and what I think it should be. But why would I want to live from my heart though? It's a good question. And everybody has to answer that from themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like I was working with somebody the other day and she really wanted to leave her relationship, but she could feel in her heart it's not true to leave. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, when you do something that's not true, it leaves skid marks and you got to clean up that shit later, man. And that's what we're all doing in this life. We're cleaning up our emotional, you know, marks we've made. Mm-hmm. But it was so cool that she's like, I really know it's not true to leave, but I kind of really want to. I'm like, I get it. On paper, someone would be like, yeah, you need to like dump that dude,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But when you really feel the truth of relationship with ourselves or clients or whatever it is, this thing knows, man. It knows everything, you know, and then how do we, everybody has a different way of quieting themselves to be able to like just drop in. But mm-hmm. I think the question, I remember I was doing a group power healing and spirit said to everybody, why are you even here? Like foundationally, what are you doing? Why are you on this path? When things don't work out in the way that you thought, stuff goes haywire, stuff
sideways.
Yeah. What is keeping you here? And that's such a, it's a foundational question for us, you know, at times. At times it's just like, well, I know why I'm doing it, you know? But I feel like these questions of, well, why would I even want to tune into the truth and live from there? You know, what's the point? Well, because something in you deeply wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have your own reasons, right? But I find that this is the quickest path. This knows the way. This brings me peace. I watch others rest in this peace. Can I share an example of a client who, mm-hmm. when I first started working with her, she had this super, 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 super deep need to save the planet and save everybody. Like, oh, I'm like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Because I've never had that, you know, like how many of us have that, right? But it was really deep for her. And a couple of weeks later, after us working together, I can't remember exactly the conversation, so I have to paraphrase, but I asked her, or she said something, I'm like, so, you know, do you need to save that person? She's like, well, my heart says no. So no. And I'm like, sister, that's amazing. Like, it's 2 weeks ago, this thing was like, I have to, it's so strong. And she, you know, if without that, because she has kids and a family, and that need to save is so strong, because then we're safe. It's really mm-hmm. all about us, right?
Yep.
If I can save you, I feel safe, right? But the fact, just 2 weeks goes by, and she's like, now I have the truth. I can go here all the time. And I'm like, oh, it's so awesome. Good. Because now she can always go there. You know, but again, do we want to, then we have to practice trusting it, because what this tells us doesn't necessarily, we don't see it outside in the world yet at times.
Yeah. Right?
It's like, we are literally carving a new path from here. Like Spirit said to me a while ago, if you look around your house, everything that you see has come from your past consciousness. You've already manifested this. And they're like, it took a minute, didn't it? And I'm like, yep. So they're like, when you're starting from here, following this, carving out that, it's going to take a minute. You got to have, you know, you got to trust, you got to, you know, and they're totally right. Like, how can I argue with that?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the emotional stuff and the mind. And I think it shouldn't be this way. And, you know, Byron Katie, that thing, well, are you 100% certain it shouldn't be this way? Right. She has those four questions, right? Mm-hmm. Like, are you sure? But when I ask myself, am I 100% certain that my life should be X? I'm like, I can't back that up. I'm like, nope. But here I can like jump up and down, you know, and it has foundation. It doesn't move.
So I know that a lot of people have a hard time connecting to their heart space, to their heart, to their inner essence and being, right? And so that's why, and a lot of people are in their head, you know, they're thinkers. I'm a thinker, but I'm also connected to my heart, because whenever I've made choices from my heart space, from my inner being, it's been magical. And whenever I made choices from my head, not so much.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't always work out great, but the stuff from my heart was so magical. It's like, oh my goodness, you know, and it's joyful, right? And so, you know, so some of us, we do connect to our heart and we do follow that knowing and that still voice within, right? And follow that joy. But still, it's still a challenge for a lot of people to get there and to trust, like you were talking about, to trust and even ask those questions.
Yep. So can we do a little process now to help?
Yes. Yes, please.
So this, I know we haven't talked about my offers yet, but this is package F, what we're about to do. Okay. Spirit and I created this recording series to help people, to help you guys know the difference between your mind, emotions, and heart. And only you can know that. Mm-hmm. Okay. We can't teach it. Can read about it, but only you have your own, that's what that is. Okay. So I just want to do a little bit of that now, because I think it's super interesting what the heart has to say compared to the mind. Mm-hmm. So should we do that?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. So Spirit's laughing. Cause they're just like, you know, what they're saying to me is like, everybody truly already recognizes that their mind doesn't know shit, basically. But we're in a huge habit, you know, it's a huge habit, but they're laughing. So I want you guys to just go within and just be exactly as you are. Okay. Don't try to center yourself. Just be exactly as you are. And pick a question that you have about your life, whatever it is, relationship, career, way of being. And if you don't pick something, let your, you know, let your heart just give that to you. Okay, so for the call's sake, we're gonna do this more quickly, but I just wanna give you guys an experience here around this. So when you have your question, I want you to ask your mind what it thinks you should do. And just watch. And how do those thoughts feel? Like, what are their qualities? What's their, like, their energy signatures? And where are they in the body? You know, where are they arising from? And again, what do they feel like? Are they peaceful and calm? Or are they absolute certain? You know, what is this energy of these, the mind and its ideas of what you should do about this question? Okay, so gently now, you're going to take that same question and you're going to ask your emotions what they feel you should do or what they feel the answer is. And what do your emotions feel like? What's their frequencies or their qualities? You know, are they peaceful and calm? Are they certain? Are they charged? You know, what do your emotions feel? So now we're going to do step 3. So gently, just let your emotions be there and let your mind be there. And you've given it, you know, a little attention so it can feel heard a little bit and received. And now just imagine yourself like a feather being dropped from a very tall building and there's no wind, okay? And you're just going to land in your heart. You're just going to drop down and down and down and down into your heart space, your heart energy, whatever you call it. And what does it feel like here in this space? Don't bring your question yet, just really feel the heart area. And just really get to know this space. You know, what does it feel like to be here? And then bring your question to the heart. And what is your heart's guidance to this question? And wait for it to come to you. Don't manufacture it. Just be. You know, and if it's just silent, that's important information as well. Or if it gives you like a warmth or a feeling, an energy, you know, no words, whatever it is the heart is bringing. Another thing you can ask the heart is, what is my next step with this question? My next foundational step. And then I want to rephrase that question to not as what is my next step, but what is the next step? What is there to do about this question? Not what I should do, but what is there to be done? And then whenever you're ready, just come back. Do you want to share?
That was lovely. I didn't want to come back at all. It was
for
lovely.
For the call's sake, we must.
Exactly. I found that when I was in my heart space, it was like so much space. Mm. So much space and lightness. And then just space and lightness, you know, silence and stillness, right? And then I asked the question and I gave it time. And for me, I'm a feeling person. And so I felt the joy, you know, bubbling up, right? Mm-hmm. And at the same time, still the peace, you know, because I found that when I was in my mind and the emotions, it was very frenetic, you know, and very, really? And heavy, yeah. Like heavy and frenetic and like stress. But when I was in my heart space, it was just so peaceful, you know, and I'm grateful for that because I have tears as I'm thinking about it. It was just, and as you know, I'm still talking very softly and slowly because I'm still in that space.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It was lovely. And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, even in my group healing call today, that's what we did. We went to our heart space. We talked to our higher self. We asked those types of questions.
So it's like, awesome.
This is
of course.
Like, no coincidence, right? Mm-hmm. So it was lovely.
Yeah, and I have found this to me invaluable. Like that whole process is self-learned and working with clients, because what I've noticed for me and others is I cannot know the truth in my heart when I'm emotional,
yeah,
or mental. And I've tried to get to my heart. Being emotional doesn't work. I've tried to leap over, under, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I find that works is to actually give yourself space to let your mind be mental for as long as it wants.
Mm-hmm.
Let your emotions and your attachments and your fears just be there for as long as they want. And then when you actually give it space, oh, it's like, then I can actually drop in my heart because these other parts of me have been like taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Acknowledged.
They still might be kind of little, yeah, acknowledged.
Yeah.
They still might have little sparks going on, but I've been with them really deeply. And when my heart brings me guidance, it's 99% completely opposite of mm-hmm. my mind and my emotions. And I have found profound answers about relationships there because my heart knows the truth. And so mentally I think, I'm not hanging out with that person anymore. And my heart's like, yeah. You will. It's not done.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would show me, you know, because of my gifts and stuff, it would show me the relationship and the karma. And I'm like, oh shit, like that's my side of it. You know, and that's the other thing too. I use my heart to go, okay, what is my side of things in this relationship? And that's always the hard part, you know, because you have to like
take a look.
You have to white knuckle it sometimes. You're like, oh God, I did what? Because I mean, we're cleaning up some really deep stuff that we've done with our power in past lives, you know? And yeah, so this to me it's everything.
Oh, I totally agree. I've been talking about being in your heart space for so long, and you know, even for myself sometimes I'm still in my head like, come back to the heart. Come on now,
too.
Come back to the heart.
It's such a habit. You're like, oh, before you know it, you're already planning what's happening an hour from now. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. I'm up there again.
Yeah.
And you know, like there's nothing wrong with this. But
I mean, you have to use it sometimes,
yeah,
but
I have to like drive and I have to go to the store, but this can't guide me from my path as a soul, we'll say, of how to express my purpose, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like use it for what it's for, right? Use this for what it's for.
I was just going to share some of the other experiences from people,
yeah,
you know, so Caroline was saying, I asked why my mortgage is not paid off. My head said, sell everything, emotion with anxiousness. And in my heart, I cried. Yeah. Which, you know, is not surprising, Caroline. And Lisa says, I felt warmth and my hand was laying across my chest. Felt like the palms of my hand and chest had vibration with one another. No direct message, but it was truly different from my head and emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's key too, because you start to recognize when you practice this over and over, the vibration, just when you know your vibration, that's key. Because mm-hmm. then you know, oh, this feels like heart. This, no. Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, it, absolutely. And not just that, I feel like when you go into your heart space, it gives you that peace, but it also, it's like replenishes you.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now, replenished, you know? And yeah, it's like, it's nice. So thank you.
Yeah, it's like a wellspring in there of like,
absolutely. Tap into that every day, a couple of times a day if you can. So we are going to take some questions and mini readings, but did you want to talk about the special offer first?
Sure.
Since we kind of vaguely talked about the package F. So why not? So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. For those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/ambujam. Awesome. So 1 second, I'm going to just go there myself. So there are actually, you know, six packages per se, but really there's, you know, the individual session. There's some group power healings and some group power healings with an individual session, and then package F, which is the self-inquiry and discernment series. And so everything is available for new clients only, and the self-inquiry and discernment series is for all clients. So Ambujam, can you talk a little bit about the personal sessions and the group power healings?
Yeah. So the group work came from, you know, basically it's working one-on-one with others and all that magic and sacredness. I was like 10 years later, I was in this woman's group for a weekend I was doing with some other women, and there were like 15 women hanging out at the end. And I was like, hey, can I do a group with you guys? They were like, okay. And I'm like, okay. Oh, I forgot. So I tried it with two friends at once. That's what I did. I'm mm-hmm. like, I wonder if I can do two people at once. And so with just that intention, I'll simply say, this energy started coming through, went to both of them, did two totally different things, and yet they had similar themes. And so I thought, huh, if I can work with two, I wonder if I can work with many. So I did this group. Long story short, then group healing started coming through. Mm-hmm. And so what the group work is every single person's soul history has super significant wisdom, okay? And it's not in the head, okay? It's in your body, it's in your being, okay? That wisdom collaborates. I use that word super specifically because we don't, you know, merge, we don't join. Mm-hmm. We through wholeness, we connect in a very specific way and we collaborate. And it's all this soul history plus where each person is at on their current path and their current life themes. All of that information goes up to spirit, tells spirit what's going on. Spirit brings all this healing and information through. And because we work together as a group, this accelerated boom, 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 we're able to just heal some really core issues very quickly. But also part of it is the awakeness in us, in each person, gets magnified and expanded and reinforced. And that just happens. Okay. We don't like try to. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing about group is, it's like an individual session. Like, I can't tell you how many people say, feels like you're talking to me directly. And I'm like, I know, it's amazing. How does this happen? I don't know. And it's like, to me, everybody is this one huge being. Right. Like everyone's separate, but it's this one being. And this one being will tell me, let's say, what's happening in their life presently, what they need to remove, clear. I mean, there's some crazy energetic esoteric stuff that affects us here. Okay. That we can, you know, I've seen people in jail out there somewhere. We release them and they go, oh, I knew it. I knew it was something weird that I could not put my finger on. So we do some really intricate stuff.
Oh my goodness. So I just have to interrupt for a quick yes. second. So I've been saying, and my clients are going to laugh at me. I've been saying, oh my God, I think I'm cursed, but I'm not, I don't feel like I'm cursed, but I think I'm cursed. And so now when you said that, I was like, oh, I wonder if somewhere
yes,
I'm cursed and I'm feeling the effects of that here.
Yeah. My husband will say what somebody says is really key. Mm-hmm. And that is one of those, like, why would I say that?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Because I even said that to my group. I was like, why would I say that? I don't even say that, you know. So it's like, but why am I saying this, you know? And it's like, so then I was trying to rationalize it, you know, and think, oh, you know, maybe my aunt said it, or maybe somebody said it somewhere, you know. But it's like, but I think, you know, yeah. It may be something over there.
Yeah. Now you can go in your heart and go, okay, where in my entire multidimensional self, where is this curse coming from? Right. And then you trust. And then you find it and you go, okay, what is needed for me to get out of this? Or
wow. And as we're talking about this, I'm feeling like this strong, strong pain and pressure in my lower back. You know, it's like it's hurting, you know, it's like a thing being pierced into my lower back. And as well, I'm feeling all sorts of energy flowing right now. So I'm just gonna... so much heat. Sweating.
I keep waiting. I'm like, can we double team that thing? You know, can we like, and I'm like, and Spirit's like, she needs to do this first. Because I feel like what you're doing is super layered.
Yeah. Really and so, fast. And it's like, the heat is going up and down my back. You know, just moving up and down, up and down, up and down. And I apologize, guys. I don't like to do, you know, stuff with myself during these calls, but this just happened and came up. Like,
hey, you have some elephant coming in. Do 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 do.
Wow. Now I'm feeling coolness. So the elephant, of course, you know, is for me is Ganesh comes in, you know, to clear away obstacles. Yeah, and
because I feel like he's right. His snout is right at that spot in your spine.
Wow. Much better, much better. And the sweating, it's like I just took off all my clothes now, you know, it's like, oh my
God, that's better. Get out of that curse. Yeah, I keep like waiting to see if Spirit wants to do anything. And it's like, nope, you got this thing.
And so, okay, I don't apologize anymore ever because people are telling me, do not apologize.
I mean, I get it. You don't want to be the client.
Exactly.
On your own show.
Exactly.
I get it. So I feel like now I can interject.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So there's this image of you here and all these layers of just realms and let's just say realms, okay? And then there's this part of you way up there, like way up there looking down. And she's so like basically like, I feel like she just wants to leap and be with you. And she's so, she's not young in age, but emotionally she's been like attacked from the outside so many times, and it's been so intricately woven and brilliant that trust is just, you know.
Yeah, I know.
What's amazing about her is like, you would think everything she's gone through that she wouldn't trust, but she does. Like nobody killed her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like her trauma is there, let's say, her emotions are there, but behind it all, she's just ready to trust all over again. Like the Fool in the tarot deck, right? You just trust.
Yeah.
Who cares what happens yesterday? Easier said than done.
It'll but be okay. It'll all like, work out.
Right. I feel like she's up there just waiting, and she's like kind of connecting with me. So I'm just going to ask her what she wants. And I feel like what she wants to do first is just clean up a bunch of stuff in all these lifetimes. And she's calling it the blanket or the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't want the cover anymore. And that's really big for her to say. So is that okay now if we do that?
Yes. Yes, please.
She's like, don't worry, I'm coming. I just got to clean up this stuff first. So Archangel Michael is helping her. You know, that's kind of like one being that she hasn't been like, I don't trust. Because she can still be like, oh, I don't know, but their relationship is pretty solid, you know?
Yeah.
So he's coming to help, and he's like gathering the blankets. He's like, his arm is like this, let's say. And he's like, I'll take them. Just keep draping them over my arm. And she's like, she's so like, I'm that loved. Like Archangel Michael let me put the blankets on the, oh. He's like, always. Hey, I feel like she's making her way to you now. And she's going to go right, to me it looks like she goes right through the spine of, not just that spot, but just the spine. So she's asking you if you're ready now to re.
Yes.
Join.
And I think I know who that is too.
Coming in. So Spirit and I are doing ceremony with all that past.
Whew.
Dang, man. It's like the blankets are still in these areas, but she's not. Nobody's there.
And I feel so good. I feel like a little bit still foggy. Like my head feels a little foggy, just a little disoriented, you know, as the, you know, I feel like there's an integration happening. But,
you know, it's interesting. So I'm seeing something about your gifts. Can I say?
Yes, please. I'm not going to apologize.
About your head. Mm-hmm. I saw this drill of energy. It's white, gold, like, and they're calling you the driller. Okay, I know that sounds really clear. But they're saying your ability to drill through something in a very specific way. And as the drill is happening, it's clearing and it's getting down to, and they're saying, you know, you already do this.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow with what you just did helps that ability to be more certain and boom. So I feel like we need to energize and like turn that sucker on more.
Yes. Yes, please.
Yeah. That little girl part is like, yes.
Yes.
She's like, I might hurt someone though, because I'm still kind of angry. I'm like, and she knows she won't, you know, but she's just letting you know. She's got, you know, and who can blame her? Right, yeah, so we're gonna energize and support this the driller. La, 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 la. That's awesome, man.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh my gosh, such an honor. That ability is just massive. I'm going down to earth now, you know?
Yeah, thank you. Lisa, watch out. Lisa's one of my clients from my group healing program. So Lisa, watch out.
The driller is coming. Wow, that's really powerful, that drill.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Are you conscious of this thing that you do?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And because, anyways, I am. Because it's part of what I do during the healing processes that I do. So it's beautiful.
Oh.
So Lisa says she's tearing up. Really beautiful. Oh. Oh, thank you, Caroline. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. But yeah, that feels so good. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. It's all because of you, man.
If I hadn't said anything, you know.
What?
I know. I had to say it. I was like, what? I feel like I'm cursed.
When something comes fast and heavy, like, oh, we are dealing with this, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that.
Oh, no, thank you. And so I just want to tell everybody, too, on the call as well, it's like, if you have something like that you think, like, why am I feeling like this? Why is this thought coming to me all the time? And you check in with your heart and it doesn't feel real, like it doesn't feel like it's yours or whatever, it might be something somewhere, you know, in one of your, you know, multidimensional selves that's playing out, right? That obviously you can get help with.
Yeah, it's like my kind of expertise is, especially after 2010, everybody's waking up to get to these really crazy ass, energetic, really weird things, man. Because there's some stuff out there that you're like, I'm in a condo right now and the walls are pretty thin. Mm-hmm. And I have a neighbor under me and I do my sessions in the bedroom on my chair. And he's underneath sometimes. And I'm like, and I'm talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. And I'm sometimes like, he must be like, you know, she's a loon. You know, I know I'm not. But yeah, this stuff is so real. It's
absolutely
so real.
Yeah. I didn't even think that, you know, I just thank you. Yeah. And even though the part of the covers, you know, taking off the covers, because I always felt like, I'm covered up. Nobody can see me. Like I'm invisible. You know, it's like, why can't anybody see me? Right. You know? So it's like, cause I was covered up with all these blankets.
They're like, let's say there's this other world. Like, let's say here's Earth. Okay. And then here's all this past life. And even though, as we know, even though it's past, it's still happening. It's very much alive.
Yeah.
There were like 50 parts of you that had these blankets over them. And like 48 of them, no one's there. Like there's still two left and I don't know what's going to happen to those two. If it's just, you know, it'll process out, but yeah, no one's there anymore. Just the blankets are there. You've left, you've vacated.
Yay. Yeah. So I'm more here.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. And wherever else you need to be is more full.
Full. Basically. I was going to say vibrant.
Yeah. These parts of you are like, oh, we're full. And that word seems to be really significant. So
awesome. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Yeah, man.
All right. So let's take some questions because I know there are people are like loving this and thank you. I so appreciate your patience and processing with me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I know we have some questions. Well, we have some people. No, hold on one second. We lost somebody. Oh, Nikki says, I have to share that I saw Alara at 3 years old being yelled at by her grandmother. That's possible. Mm. Her grandmother was mad, not at her, but she got all the bad energy on her. And as little, she carried this impression, not being loved, and she was ashamed for being yelled at. Mm. Does that make any sense, Ambujam? Oh, yeah. I can tell you, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Nikki. Okay, so Destiny, I guess, has a question, so we're going to take her first.
Okay.
She raised her hand. So anybody else, if you want to raise your hand. Destiny, I'm going to go ahead and talk. Hello? Unmuted. Hello? Yep. Nope. We can't hear you. Go ahead. Okay, so Destiny has muted herself again because it didn't work anyways. Somebody with the phone number ending in 1453 is unmuted. Go ahead and talk.
Hi, this is Heidi. Hi, Ambujam.
Hi, Heidi.
How are you?
Aww, it's so good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you too. That's been a really wonderful, powerful session. And when you were working with this woman leading the call, I'm in my car, so I don't see it. I'm on my phone. Mm-hmm. But I still feel stuff clearing in my lower back from, you know, Ganesh or whatever the clearing was. It came in pretty strong for me as well, and that was kind of exciting to be a mm-hmm. part of that, like to support the clearing for her. It was cool. So is it okay to, like, ask a question about myself, or did you want it more pertinent to...
Okay. Oh, no. Go for it.
Because the last time we spoke a while ago, you know, the message kind of was that I have to be going through this to get through it.
Right.
And I don't want to go through a long story, but I'm dealing with a lot of stuff right now. And one of the most dramatic is they started exploratory drilling for gold right across from my bedroom. And they do this 24 hours a day. And it is really, really upsetting to my whole body, mind, and spirit. There's a sound. There's also a din in the ground because they can go underground and under my house. And I keep just drilling down everywhere I can. I've called the sheriff. I've had articles coming out in the paper. I'm generating support around that. But it's like my whole sanctuary in my bedroom where I'm doing a lot of really deep dive work right now with empath and narcissist and a teenager that's like a narcissist, and my sanctuary is gone. And so I'm really getting knocked off my center to really do my work or to move through a pretty heavy time for me right now, plus a sick parent and, you know, all that comes with that living far away. But any light for me?
I'm just going to be with everything that you just said and see what Spirit has to say. Yeah, this drilling thing is just really violating. Like, it's really intense.
Very.
Violation.
Very.
Right?
Yep.
This is interesting. There's a man who works there that you have karma with, actually, who's violated you.
The head guy is from Trinidad. Go ahead, sorry.
And he... So I feel like what we want to do is see what we can do about your relationship with this guy. Because that's, I feel like Spirit wants to focus on that.
Okay.
Because he wants to violate again. That's his consciousness right now. You know, like, he doesn't care. He just wants what he wants. He wants to bulldoze, you know?
Right. Right.
So I'm just looking at this relationship now just to see. So in the past, there's this image of him and you. Okay, he's in front of you. And you've given him a lot of power, which mentally doesn't make sense in a certain way, because it's like the more he violated you, the more you gave him power.
Hmm.
And it was a very spiritual violation, which is really interesting because he's not physically violating you now either. I mean, you know, right?
Right.
So in the past... Right. I feel like there was physical violation. I mean, you guys have had not just one lifetime, there's a few. And he has spiritually violated you, which is, you know, really intense, really deep. So I feel like what we have to do with you is get your power back.
Yes.
And we're asking the question, you know, because I know, like, the image is like, deep down, you don't want to give him the power, but you do, right? Spirit goes, how does this, how does this feeling of I don't want to, but I do any, what I will anyway, you know, how does that play out in your life, right? On a side note, I don't want to, but I will anyway. I don't want to, but I will anyway. I don't want to, but I will anyway, you know? So I'm asking this part of you, like, why are you doing that? You know, and she feels like, well, I just have to, you know, I feel like she feels like she has no rights. So like in the body, in your belly, and in like your, like the torso and the pelvic floor, like just the whole kind of torso, there is this feeling of I have no rights. But underneath that, however, it's, you know, it's not true. Okay. Underneath that is like, there's this block. I don't know how to describe it. There's this energy underneath that that's keeping that I don't have any rights in place. So I feel like what we want to do is pull out the block.
Yeah.
You know, and spirit's like, you know, as you know, you've been fiercely working with really taking up space and owning yourself, like fiercely, right?
Yes.
You know, they're like, this is what you think it's done. You're like, oh, Jesus, more? What? I mean, it's deep. It's deep, it's deep, it's deep, it's deep. So
really deep.
To pull out this block, let's say, it would have been too destabilizing just even months ago. Even though mentally you'd be like, yeah, you know, get rid of it. Of course. But the body, the emotional body, let's say, and the psychological body is you know, it's a weird safety, right? Feel safe with this thing. But I feel like now we can pull it out. And I feel like because we're working in this group energy still, even though we haven't like officially said we're working in a group energy, we're in this group field, like this group energy, right? So I feel like when spirit's going to pull this out of you, whoever else has something similar going on, it doesn't have to be the exact story, anything like that. It's an energetic similarity to something. That's going to get moved too for people. So I'm just asking everybody's permission now, like, you know, your hearts before we do this.
Yeah. Yes.
Damn, man, this thing's deep.
It's really big.
So they're asking
really you, big.
You're ready now.
Yes.
So the spirit's saying this to you, even though your body's already doing that. Your essence take up the place now where that was, because it's still releasing, but your essence can take up space. It's okay to take up space, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So now your heart energy is like, oh. Maybe I can open now. Maybe I can open now. Oh, okay. Presently, energetically, this dude is, he's not consciously doing this. He's courting you, like basically through the window, all right? So we're going to release that as well. Oh, he not happy. It's like, dude, obviously your soul is allowing this. So he's like, doesn't want to. You know, the only reason why somebody doesn't want to do this is because then they have to look at their own stuff, right?
Right.
The only reason. Yep. So I'm asking your belly now. It's already doing it to let it go. And I'm watching this part of you, namaste, the guy and the whole site over there, and just like, namaste. This isn't about me, you know. So spirits coming in now and some other beings and Archangel Michael and some of your spiritual team, they're going to come in and clean out your room energetically.
Nice.
And they go, good. Yep, because you know why? Because you deserve it. They're like, uh-huh. You know, they're being playful with it like that because this part of you thought she had no rights.
And it.
So for the group also, we're also just doing some cleaning and clearing of like just these little, I don't know what to call them, little blocks of power and being in oneself and feeling like we can't. And, you know, this stuff is just such a deep habit, right? Okay. So how are you feeling now?
Much better. That my lower back is starting to give up a bit. And I think that ties in with all the narcissist and giving away your power, my power, to being surrounded my whole life with narcissists. And yeah, it's interesting. Interesting. And, you know, and tying in when we ask the question about, when we ask ourselves the question and we were first in our head and then in our heart, and I was asking about this drilling, and my head was like, you know, go get them, you know, get the lawyer, get it, rah, rah, you know, and then I dropped into my heart and I was like, And what came from my heart was patience, you know, and learning to accept a slower process for success, right? And the head wants to get it all done now, but the heart kicks in and just, you know, I've laid a lot of roots. A lot of things are out to activate the community and to shut this down. So, you know, it's all been a really good process today being on the phone with both of you.
Yeah,
really,
and that's
good.
You know, you basically took the words right out of spirit's mouth, which was this deep, fierce thing you're going through. Is exactly that. Like the mind can think, why is this still happening? I should be done with this already, or I shouldn't be at this level with it, or whatever it can think. And they're like, oh no, this is very profound that you're at. You're getting to it at these levels, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Alana. Thank you. Namaste, both.
Thank you, Heidi.
Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear
you. All right.
Bye.
Thanks.
I'm going to mute you. I think I muted the right person. Awesome. Thank you. Good. So I know that Julie, you finally made it, because I didn't know how to tell you, because Julie was asking a long time ago, how do I raise my hand on the phone? It's like, I don't know, but she made it here. So Julie, you want to unmute yourself?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you? My question is deep and big and everything, but I do have my son in the car with me, and I don't really want, I don't want to upset him. I have a lot coming to fruition that I've been trying to, I honestly have to figure out what I'm going to do to make money. My last money was February 1st, and that's it. So I haven't had income for two, this is the second month, and I have two kids and have to pay rent and car and all that stuff, and I don't know what to do, and I haven't worked in 18 years, and I have to move, and I have to come up with first and last and all this stuff.
So Julie, what's your question? I know you're overwhelmed, but what's your question per se? What's your question?
My question is, I want help in knowing my heart telling me what to do. I tried to do it in the meditation that she did, and my heart cried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I just give you an overview?
Yes.
What's happening?
Yes.
Oh man. This is a huge opening, this money shift that's going on.
Yeah.
And without it, you would not be doing what you were about to do.
Okay.
You will look back at this time going, holy shit. I'm amazing.
Oh, I love that.
I can't believe I found that amount of strength in me that was there. Always knew it was. So everything is like working to push you up against what you would not do on your quote own.
Yes.
Because if it was up to you, you know, mentally, you wouldn't have to do this. What they're telling you is think of this as two mountains, okay, that are separating now.
Yes.
The slow, okay, and these are mountains. Mountains don't separate normally. This is how massive this is, okay? Your job is to go in the space of where it's separating. So what that means internally is the mind will freak out, right? I don't know what to do. How am I gonna do this? How am I gonna do that? Your job is to go in your heart and go, okay, spirit, or whatever it is that you know, connect with or self. I know you are cracking me open. Let me go into the crack. Let me go into the part that's opening and let me go there for the guidance. Because on either side are these mountains, that's already known. Your mind already knows that. You cannot figure this out in your head. Okay? You've got to go to the crack and trust it. They're like, your ability to trust this deeply is what you'll amaze yourself at. So I feel like we just want to help you energetically feel more comfortable in the crack. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. They said the crack will save you. This cracking open that's happening, it's actually going to save you.
That's
because
awesome.
Of what was going on before, it just can't happen anymore. Like this, what is happening is your savior. It will save you.
Okay.
Deeply trust this spot. It's your love. Okay.
Yes.
Nothing's wrong. Actually, everything's right, but this is a big one. But you can do it.
How can I be happy and feel joy?
Don't worry about
this.
That right now.
Okay.
That's your mind. That's your mind's idea. Maybe I should feel more joy. No.
Yeah.
Just be, man.
Okay. That sounds easy.
Be exactly as you are.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julie. You got this.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. I'm just going to quickly, hold on 1 second. I just want to quickly go to some of the questions that were in the chat as well. So give me one second. Hold on. There was something that Richard had asked a while ago. Sorry, Richard, I'm getting to it. So what does silence mean for all the choices when they're asking questions?
If there's silence, just be in the silence. That's it. Until it changes on its own. The silence can mean a few things. The silence can mean you're already doing what you need to do. The silence can mean it's not time to know yet. Just be exactly as you are. Trust the silence though. Because I don't want to say, oh, it can be this, it can be this. The silence will, if it's there, it's very specific. There's a reason why that silence is there. So you just want to trust it and follow it and just, and I know this is easier said than done without, you know, the mind will be like, is it gone yet? Is it changing yet? Hurry up. Just what it does.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, deeply trust that, like a well. It's the well. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. And then Nikki's asking, my life is really good at the moment, but I can't help living in the future, living a different life that gives me more pleasure than the one I'm living right now. How can I stay in my body and live in the present moment?
Well, she just answered her own question. Go back to your body and in the present moment. I actually feel like it's not brain science here or brain surgery, whatever you say. This is pretty simple. You already know, okay, that you're living in the future. It's a mental future. It's not even a real future. But, okay, the practice is, oh, I'm doing it again. Let me go back here. But I feel like what's the more important question is, what is motivating that? Why can't you just be here? I feel like that's where spirit actually wants to go, because I feel like this answer will help other people. Yep. I feel like people are like, yep. What are you going to say? What do we got?
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm going to speak to everybody, even though I'm talking to Nikki only, sort of. I'm going to address Nikki with my words, but we're speaking to everybody who needs to have this answer. There's a very specific kind of fear that is undetectable from the simple mind of what it is. It's a fear of annihilation. And it's a survival fear that comes from, let's simply say, the ego, okay? If you were to be fully surrendered and dropped in and resting and abiding in today and in this moment, there's very deep survival fears that are unconscious. It's not a simple thought that shows up. It's a very deep fear of annihilation. So what Spirit is suggesting when that kind of thing is coming up, I mean, it's hard to know when it's coming up because we're not conscious of it, because it's survival fear and it's the fear of the ego's death. And they show me this image of like a homeopathy medicine, okay? You are that medicine to any fear that you could have. So Nikki, specifically for you, when this comes up, Spirit wants you to ask yourself, why might I be afraid right now? And then the medicine is your arms that completely embrace the fear without fixing it or shifting it or changing it or making it wrong. They're like your arms are the medicine, your arms are the medicine, your arms are the medicine. Because the fear, this type of fear cannot be, it's not rational. So you can't be rational with it. It's like telling a two-year-old, well, you can't have that candy now, darling, because we're about to have dinner. Two-year-old doesn't care, just wants a candy. It doesn't get your rationale, right? This type of survival fear can't really be talked to make it feel better. The only thing that can actually help it is love and is presence. So specifically for you, Nikki, they're saying, when this starts happening, there is a survival fear that's actually triggering this. Is there other things? Yes, but they're more speaking to a more of a core thing that's going on for you, because the mind or the ego is thinking, I can't be in this much joy. Something's got to be wrong. You know, I mean, you got yourself exactly where you are. Like, you did that, right? You like climbed through everything to get where you are. And so there's just these parts of you that just can't believe it. They just can't believe it, you know, but they're saying there's a core survival fear going on. And just ask yourself, what might I be afraid of right now, when the mind starts going like that? And then embrace it. And they say, call on Jesus, actually, because he'll help you. So that's what they're saying.
Awesome. Thank you. So Nikki, let us know how that was for you and what you're experiencing right now. And Destiny couldn't come online, so she wrote in the chat box, I'm currently clearing my ancestral family lineage, but there is a pain between my solar plexus and heart. What is this? Is it ancestral? Right under my sternum, between my ribs in front and back.
Ooh, man, that's a... A piece of it is, but then what's more interesting is actually what's holding it in place, because that energy is not you. So this is another thing, you know, Spirit's been teaching us for the last 3 years or so. And obviously this energy, you know, isn't an emotion, let's say, okay? But when we're feeling something, we need to ask ourselves, wait, is this even mine? Yes or no? Because we forget. We just feel it and then we go to heal it. And it's like, well, shit, man, that wasn't even mine. I just spent 5 hours trying to heal that thing. Like, dang it, I forgot to ask the most important question. And so mm-hmm. We get more detailed. And why I'm saying this is because Spirit's going to ask you with this one in some way, shape, or form. Is this energy mine? Yes or no? What percentage of this is mine? Okay, so you can know what is you and what is not you. Then the third thing is, how did this get in the first place? Okay, because you can't just release it with your intention, because that won't really work. the empowering part is, what in you is this thing sticking to? Okay.
Alara.
Oh, hello.
Are you there?
Yeah.
This is Destiny. Oh my God. Oh, I can't believe I made it out here. It's Destiny.
Hi, Destiny. I asked her a question.
Did you just hear what was said?
Yes. I'm listening to you. Yes.
Okay. So step one, I'm going to describe it. Can you see me right now?
I can.
Okay. There's a little square that is this ancestral thing. Then around it, which is 90% of it or 98% of it.
It's big. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not you. It's something else that's keeping this in place. Okay. This masculine energy. Okay. So I'm going to go into that thing. It not happy. Going there. Man, this, okay. I'm going to simply call it that this masculine energy has been in your bloodline.
It was like a lineal, it's like a family lineage entity,
yes,
but it's
ma'am.
Like alien in nature.
Yeah, dude, you just, yep. So it's an energy that's been in the lineage for lifetimes. And because of what you're doing presently around all this, it can't stay anymore. It can't be in your body. And so, and it's been there since a child, at least in this life, right? Because it's a lineage thing. Everybody just has it. So we're unhooking.
Oh, wow.
Bye-bye.
It's like it's got a grip and it's just ripping right a hold of whatever's in between my solar plexus and heart. It's got right a hold of it. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, this dude, okay, he wants to live just like we all do.
Oh my God. Holy smokes. This is, whew.
I'm basically telling him he's got to go now. And you know, we're not just telling him words, we're telling him why he needs to go.
Aww. Do I need to say something? Should I say something?
Well, let me just get this out before I forget. He's like, okay. Like, haven't I protected you? Like, I thought I was protecting you. And it's like, maybe a long time ago. I know. You gotta let him know, Destiny. You gotta basically look at him in the eye. Okay, whatever that is for you.
Uh-huh.
Let him know, like, I no longer need your service. I thank you.
I no longer need your service. It is time for you to go. I command that you leave now.
And tell him why. Why don't you need him anymore?
Okay. Why don't I can take care of myself and my family without your help. I can take care of myself and my people without you.
Yep. Yeah, it's all about feeling deeply self-sufficient, right? Yeah.
Ooh, thank you so much. Oh my God, I was going crazy from the phone to back and forth. Wow, how do I get out of here? Oh, thank you so much. Oh.
I'm so glad you made it on, Destiny. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was so awesome. So you're going to have to mute yourself, Destiny. I can't do it for some reason.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
I just want to finish with her. So your next thing, Destiny, is let that keep going and then kind of rest and just be in that space without him. And then when you're ready, you can address that like 2% or whatever that other thing is in the solar plexus, because that's just family stuff. But yeah.
That was awesome. Thank you. Wow. And you know, Caroline wrote, it's 4:44 for you, Destiny, at the time when it happened, 4:44. So that's a sign, right? That's a good thing. So Erica, I know that you want to ask a question. I'm just going to get to you in just 1 second. There was something I wanted. Caroline was asking a while ago. She said, would you kindly check the sadness of never having had a kind, gentle dad? I have tears when typing this.
Mm. Okay, for some reason, we have to answer some other people's questions, and then I can go back to that.
Awesome.
whatever that is deep. Okay. And so when we have other conversations, that's somehow going to help that. And as we're having other conversations, Spirit's going to be working on whatever that is.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Awesome.
Will you remember? Because I might forget.
I will remember. Don't worry. And Caroline will remember too. So don't worry. All right, Erica, you're unmuted. Go ahead, I think.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Hi, Abhijan.
Hi, Erica.
It's been a long time since I spoke with you.
It's been a long time.
Have you picked up on anything? Do I need to ask a question?
Are you asking me, do you have a question that you need to ask a question?
No, if you already have information for me.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. Yeah, actually, they want to talk about, okay, I'll just describe what it looks like first. So there's this image of you moving forward, okay? It's all good. Then there's this one part of you that keeps looking back, being like, you saw all that, right? They're like, yes. Why are you doing that? Because they're like, everything's good. You're actually moving on. Why is there a stuckness in this like judgment or anger or like?
Yeah, good question. There's like a fear there that.
Yeah.
I think there's a fear of what other people going to think.
They go, but what else? What's the fear really? Like if, what is the anger? How do I describe this? If the anger couldn't do this anymore, if somebody came and took all that away, what would you be left with?
Peace, joy, ease.
But what couldn't you do anymore?
Protect myself?
Yeah, keep going.
Stay strong, stay in control.
Yeah. So protection, control. And what else? There's like one more. Then you'd have to be vulnerable. And actually experience this forward movement and go, holy shit, I've done it. What? It's vulnerable, man. It's good. You know, it's good.
But I've been feeling good. I didn't realize I was holding on to something there.
They're like, you know, it's about embracing even deeper the goodness of what's happening.
Okay. And gratitude.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's such a subtle line, subtle but loud to me, of when you really cross this line, because again, you've already been moving on. But there's this thing about deeply, deeply, deeply feeling where you are truly at with your life and what's happening. And when you really drop in that, like deeply, it just lets go of control and protection. And so they're pointing to something subtle, but not so subtle. Because you can actually be in your life and in what's happening even more and even deeper and even fuller. You know, they're kind of like, and this isn't it exactly because it's a little bit more of an intense side of it, but they're like, it's kind of like eating food when you have a cold. Can't really taste it. It's not exactly that numbed out, but this part that likes to look back and judge or judge itself is not allowing you to fully be in all the movement you've made. So they're just pointing to a deep vulnerability for you to really be juicy, you know, in there.
And how do I do that? More silence?
Mm-mm.
No.
What are you afraid of if you were to be like fully like, oh, it's so good. Like that. What's that final little You know, and this is a little bit about that ego survival that they were saying.
Because I'll be rejected?
Yeah, like it's like the part that does this and that. It's very used to drama. It's very used to, if it's got something wrong to point at, it gives it a life to live. If you have nothing to heal and nothing is wrong, well, what? And maybe that's okay. Maybe you're just supposed to live life. Huh?
That's where you want to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just sitting within yourself, just feeling where there's a subtle fear of just more deeply taking that leap in your life. And just be with that.
Okay. Just
it's
be
like,
with it.
You know, like the nesty plunge, right? Instead of going back in the pool, you go fully forward and like just face plant in your life fully.
Yeah, I want to be my authentic self, but I don't really know what that looks like.
You know what it feels like though? Spirit's like, don't give me, I don't know. They're like, Jesus Christ, come on. See, this is what we're talking about. You already know, but there's this part that has to still be alive and judge and pretend it doesn't really know. And it's just, it's very normal around the path of awakening where we have these identities. It's so comfy and so safe, even though it's full of drama and effort and, you know. So it's kind of like sliding out of an identity into you.
Yeah, I want to slide out of that. I want to move. I want to move into being.
Yeah, so that's where it starts. I really want to.
Okay.
You really want to. And then you just kind of feel the fear that kind of is there and pray there. Like, okay, show me how to. And you're either praying, we could say, kind of out and in at the same time. You know, you're asking self and you're asking grace, you know, show me how to take this leap.
I can do that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank you.
All right. I need to go to phone number ending. Oh, I guess not. She muted herself. All right. So I was going to go to phone number ending in 1133. I don't know who that was. But anyways, okay. So Margaret, are you around? There you are, Margaret. Go ahead and ask your question. Can you talk?
I can.
Awesome.
Hi.
Hi. Erica's touched me very deeply, and that's a lot of I think what's going on for me. I feel like in the...
Are we on a boat, Margaret? Yes. Are we on a boat?
Are we on a boat? No, we're not.
I felt like you were moving, you know, quite a bit. So it's like, are we on a boat?
No, it's just in my lap. that the line between like acknowledging, I think that's some information I've been getting lately is about acknowledging what I've actually been through and actually acknowledging where I'm at and what I know. And but there's this funky piece that comes up where I feel like the fear of being like a know-it-all, but it's almost like what I really feel in connection with you is what you were describing at the beginning about the truth. And when one truth meets the other, you know it in that instant. Like I might not know it before that, or I might not be conscious of it, or it might come to consciousness. But that's the kind of uneasy
Oh dear, Margaret, what happened?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
We missed like the last minute of what you just said.
Oh dear. So
you said when both truths meet, you know it.
So in that moment, it's like, I know it. And so there's a trusting about the connection to God and to the truth and to knowing, but my personality or my ego or whatever might not know it until I see it and hear it and feel it. So it's like, oh yeah, I know that. But the insecurity or the difficulty in being this character and being in human form and being in that, I start to feel like a know-it-all, or like, I don't know, it's just that uncomfortable place of actually acknowledging and being present to knowing that when we touch it.
Yeah, so like what you're saying is, man, you're pointing to something very layered, okay? And I'm going to say it's all in your head, even though it's not, but I have to point somewhere.
Yep.
You've got your dad. You've got the masculine and the family. You've got your old personality that was very, you know, it had things taken care of. It's very, right? Yeah. And awakening just ruined all that.
Yeah. Right? It's working on it.
Yeah. And it just blows everything up. And then you have to find who you really are without all of that, right? So some of this energy that you're feeling is your family's. And it's very comfortable for you because it matched your personality.
Yeah.
Then there is some of this ego survival stuff of fear of annihilation. And I'm going to say this. So you've already taken the leap. It's already happened. What you're experiencing is a lot of leftover energy. And I feel like spirit's guidance for now is if you try to focus on the energy that's left over, try to heal it and fix it, it's a distraction.
Okay.
The maze that you'll never, because of the, if, like when awakening happens, okay, something gets unplugged. Let's say this, the light turns on, everything around it, emotions, mind, past, everything. It's like it no longer has any juice.
Okay.
Not core juice. Okay. And it's all running on a certain kind of habit. And it's very complicated energetically of the spectrum of what that habit is. Okay. This stuff that you're dealing with is a lot of habit and a lot of energy that's not you. It's like your dad. I don't know if you have brothers, but I just feel like
five of them.
Okay. It's all masculine. And again, it was so comfy because it specifically matched the need to be safe and to be in control and to have things together, right? I feel like what Spirit's advice to you is you're gonna have to focus down in the heart and just practice staying and forget about this, simply said. Let the truth take care of that. Let it take care of that. And they want you to actually do a ceremony with all this energy to be like, oh, my brothers, my father, myself, I see me in all of you. And I'm paying homage to my entire life that has happened, but it is now over. And you just, it's very gentle. You know, when you do the ceremony when it feels right, because you can't, you know, manufacture it, right? But I feel like it's important to have a funeral and do a eulogy for who you used to be, because that is very sacred and very important, because it was a whole you. It lived a whole life. But again, awakening killed all of that. And it's like, oh no, we're going here now. And you're like, oh great. But you know,
aren't I supposed to take care of my garbage back here?
And there's certain degrees. Like sometimes it's important that somebody releases these things and focuses on them to understand. And sometimes that's not helping. And it's, you know, it's a subtle degree of when that helps and when it doesn't, when it becomes a distraction. But I, for you specifically, what is the beeline to helping all of that is to focus on the heart and focus on the truth that you know is really there. And I feel like the funeral will help, because then it will help these parts that still feel like, you know, they're managing the office. Like, oh, you're not the manager anymore, but hey man, here's your plaque because you managed for 50, 40, 30, 20 years. Like, you did a good job, but now there's a new boss and it ain't you and it ain't me. Right?
Right.
So that's, you know, have a lot of kindness for yourself because you're literally saying goodbye to your identity, right?
Yeah.
And it so needs to be recognized and heard and acknowledged because you lived, like, that identity got you here. You know, it's like a train that now dropped you off here. You couldn't have gotten here without that identity.
Yeah.
And it, and what God is saying to me is, to me, God's a he, okay? God is saying that he basically reached down and poked that thing in the head at the right time. And you were just walking around down here on earth like, I think something's about to happen. I can feel it. Not quite sure. Bonk. So the divine, this is grace, what's happening to you. Because you didn't look for it in a certain way. Some people look and look and seek and seek and seek. Okay. And I'm not saying you're not, this hasn't been important either. Right. But it's how it happened that God just kind of looked down and went, oh, now's the time. Boom. And then you're left with like, hello, what just happened to me? You know, I mean, it's super humbling. Like, God literally went, dink. And God's like, you know, this is true. Because he's like, you feel, you know it. You've already known this. He's like, life came for you. I came for you. He's like, you've got something else to do here besides what you've been doing. And you needed that pivot. Turn your head this way. He's like, and I was the one to do it. So, yeah. It's really powerful.
Yeah, that's awesome, Margaret.
Thank you so much. Many, many blessings.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you, Margaret.
All right, so we still have to get to go back to Caroline at some point, but I know that phone number ending in 1133. Who are you? You've been wanting to ask a question for a while. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hi, can you help me figure out what is going on with my feelings of humiliation and smallness, and especially I'm tangled up with my family, and I want to be better for them and for my son, and I probably have a problem seeing where is my stuff and where is not theirs. I hear that in my words.
Yeah, yep. You know, I'm going to say something kind of weird. I feel like in your system, there's some sort of, quote, mental illness, unquote.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. That's cool.
And, how do I describe this? 90% of it's past life. And then the 10% is not your energy. So
okay.
I feel like, let's clear that thing.
Wow, if we can, that's amazing.
Because it's at the point now where, you know, our minds don't get how all of this stuff serves us, okay? But it truly does. It's all part of our journey, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's true, okay?
Yeah.
It
yeah.
really
yeah.
is. And this, I'll quote, you know, this mental illness, I don't know what else to describe it as. It's all. It's also like a virus, too. It's got some virus energy in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That sounds like what I agree.
Up to this point, okay, and especially the last 15, 10 years or so, this thing was starting to it's starting to be overdone. It's no longer working because you need a different clarity now to discern, okay? I'm going to simply say that this mental stuff has been around for protection and for you not to go so deep and be so clear. I know it's more than that, but I'm just going to simply describe it like that, okay? In
okay.
this life, it feels like to me that part of who you are or part of your capacities and your gifts is being extremely discerning with energy.
Okay.
And that's why this thing vexes you so much, because it really filters that. You know, it really makes it hard to stay clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know that you can answer your own questions. Like, we all can, okay? But I'm specifically talking to you and your consciousness, all right?
Okay.
This energy of this mental stuff is now in the way of you moving forward. Where before it helped because, you could say, because it was part of what protected you. But you don't need no more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's this whole stream. Let's say your present self is here, okay? There's this whole stream of past. Yep. You're like, oh, uh-huh. Like, I'm watching you follow me, what I'm saying. And you're like,
oh, I am following you. Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, I see why that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see why that happened there. So this is good because Spirit and God are saying, good, you can get a nice overview now before we remove it. Because I feel like the whole thing wants to go. So take a minute. See it all, because we're going to go where it started. We could say pull it from there and let it. Spirit says it's like taking a tent down where there was a whole circus under that tent, and that circus couldn't have existed without the tent, because the tent held the space, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a
okay. Tent
that once you've seen enough of this, we'll say, it's time to remove the whole tent. And I feel Amma. Have you heard of Amma?
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Yeah, she's coming in strong with this one. She's going to help. She just goes, oh, my daughter, 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 my daughter. She just keeps saying that to you over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. All right, so we're going to begin taking this down now, okay?
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to say before we do it?
I'm a little bit afraid and a lot excited, and I knew I'm just looking forward to this. Thank you.
So God's just asking you, are you sure?
Yeah, thanks. It's a good time.
So he's like, God's like sucking it all back in.
I'm sweating and crying, kind of.
Yeah, he's like, sucking it in. Because he created it because you asked.
Yep.
Now you don't need, because you're basically, you know, the heart saying, okay, I'm done now. So he's just taking it back. So now he's putting like this kind of wooden, like made out of branches on your head. And he's like, I don't have a word for it. It's like you're being, initiated to who you are without that thing.
That will be a neat thing to experience.
So God's kicking you out quickly. He's like, off you go now.
Okay.
It's time to just leap back into life. Like, it's interesting because he doesn't want you to hang out for much longer up there, so to speak. He wants you to just go. So what we need to do now is update the brain to this clarity, discernment, capacity, and just being you without that. Okay. Okay, now God says, look at that place down there. That's Earth. That's where you belong right now. And he goes, go back there now and embrace everything. Because you have your heart now. It's always there. But now the it feels like the heart energy is going to be much more apparent and louder.
Okay.
He says, you'll be able to feel love now.
Thank you.
The love that you've always known has been there, you'll be able to feel now.
I was wondering about love.
Yep. So you've got some like angels escorting you back into Earth now. Hmm. Oh, man. So there's going to be a lot integrating and shifting for a while.
I believe I get that.
Yeah, spirits like just take a bath, meaning don't do anything.
Okay.
Just like, just let it all just do you and purify and clean and like reset the system to what it needs to be now. Okay, we're going to do one more thing, okay?
Okay.
I don't really know how to describe what that was, but it's like it's just part of your energy kind of, I don't want to say coming back in because that's not exactly what it was. It's like something that's just kind of like, okay, this is you now, or this is like, it's like a piece of jewelry or something that means something. And it's just like, okay, just have this now and just be. Yeah, I feel like a lot's going to be turning on. And what day is today? Thursday? So mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Actually, we can probably keep going, but it feels like these next 3 or 4 days, 5 days or so, 6 days, it's just a lot's going to be happening. So they say, if you like, you can take a baking soda bath. Don't have to.
Yep.
But that can help the body. How are you feeling?
Kind of suspended. That was really awesome. I think my eyes are probably blinked right out wide open. I'm not really sure what I'm feeling actually.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge shift in your system because
it's going to be good. I knew before I came on that I've been timing this and looking forward to this. So that this is, I know it's just really good.
Oh man. I'm super grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm super grateful. Hmm. Yeah, everything that you guys worked on today was relevant to me. I've never had such an amazing experience.
That's
awesome. That,
yeah, it's like this group energy. It's just so sacred and full of grace, man. It's just like...
Yeah, everybody. It's very beautiful.
Everybody. Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you
so much. Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Great. All right, how are you doing, Ambuja?
Good.
Awesome. Good. So we still have some questions from people in the chat, people with their hands raised, and we don't want to forget Caroline. Caroline, I don't even know if you're still here, because you might be, but either way. So Lisa had asked a question about on the chat about the relationship with her mom. She said it's not bad, but there are uncomfortable patterns I see, or emotions. I feel they are shifting, but not quite. Definitely something's going on there.
It feels like all you have to do is just keep walking through it. I don't feel like it needs any like special juju. Nothing needs to be unhooked, removed. I just feel like you got this, girl. Just keep going. The key is walking through it. Mm. Just go. Just keep going. And have a lot of like, I don't know how to describe this word. As the patterns come up and move and come up and move and come up and move, it's like there's this deep reverence for them because it's part of you and your mother's history specifically. And spirits, like, that's why this is so significant. What you're doing is because the souls, you and your mom as souls, are both in agreement to basically purify your entire relationship as souls. So that's why this isn't a normal, like, oh, I'll heal this issue and I'll change this. And this is a soul dynamic change. And so, yeah, your mom's like, she's kind of embarrassed and happy at the same time. Like, okay, yep. So Yeah, this is really big for you guys. So, yeah, so just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Good, cool. Thank you, Lisa. Yay, keep going. Keep doing what you're doing.
I feel like we can answer Caroline. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Caroline?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So the sadness with not having a kind father, right, is the question?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I say that because, like that.
She never met her dad. Yeah.
Oh, she's never met him?
Mm-hmm.
How does she know he's not kind then?
So maybe her stepfather was not kind. Caroline, you want to write in the chat? My stepfather was sexually abusive, alcoholic, etc.
Oh, step. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So this
grandfather, sexual abuse.
Say that again.
The grandfather, there was sexual abuse.
I feel like we want to address the sadness part because this is one of those weird, funky, energetic things. And when she talks about it and I look at it, it's like in her left. Sometimes I get left and right. It's like a mirror image for me. So sometimes it might be the opposite side, but it's this energy that's in her left hip area, front of her abdomen, soul. What do you call that part of the leg? The psoas. Okay. It's this like ball. I'm just going to describe it. It's like this ball of energy. And it's very, it's so hard to get to with the psyche, the mind, because of the energetics of it. It's not from Earth. And also, there was a readiness and a timing of when you actually had to be ready to address it to the depths that you need to, so it will move. So, oh man. So I'm going to go to where this thing came from. And, interesting. So, I'm going to call it the father figure because it's her grandfather and her father. Oh God, this just like, it's really emotional.
Yeah. She's been raped a few times and now at the moment she feels sick to her stomach.
So I'm going to describe what I'm seeing. So there's this image of you, Caroline, you and this man, and this man feels more like what he represents to you as a man. Okay. There's an agreement made and it sounds really like a thin way to say it. Oh, it's an agreement and that's all. Okay. But it's not all. This agreement is a multi-layered feeling inside of you where you ask to be violated. And I can feel why you ask for that. I can see why you ask for that. You know, again, mentally, why would you ask for that, right? Doesn't make any sense. Why would anybody ask for that, okay? I feel like you were, the reasons are layered, okay? But what's starting to happen now is this agreement's ending. Because whatever we're talking about here, like your awareness knows what this is. Your awareness gets this. And so it's like, oh, uh-huh. Oh, right. Yep. Okay. Yep. Yep. So you're breaking it apart. You're breaking it down in your own, in your own self. And so God basically looks at you and he says, are you done now? You know, and just
she says, yes.
Yeah, the devastation of, I don't know how to describe this. So what's happening now with you and God is he's filling your system with you without this. And he's cleansing and he's purifying and he's thanking you because you did follow your path. As difficult as this was, you did what was right for you. And I know that might sound weird, but this is something that you chose to do, to make this agreement. And so you're done now. So we're asking now you, may we remove this energy in your body that reflects this agreement. So we're cleansing and cleansing and cleansing and cleansing. And I feel like what I want to ask you is when you really tune in, like deep in your heart, even though mentally this doesn't make sense, and I don't want to speak for you either, so I don't know how to ask this question without sounding like I'm speaking for you. But can you feel that there is some sort of divine reason why this has been happening? Or there's some sort of divine reason of why you made that agreement in the first place? There was some sort of following your path, even though, you know, mentally it's, you know, it's a chasm between what the mind would think and what your heart actually was doing. And I feel like, yeah, I feel like I just want to ask you, can you feel the divinity of all of this, even though mentally it makes no sense whatsoever? So what is she?
She said, so to help women and all that is feminine. Yes. That's what I got too.
All that is feminine. Mm-hmm. And when you made that agreement, there was this image of something in you knew you had to play something out. And it wasn't just about you. And it's like, I have to play this out. And you knew if you were to go against that, you'd actually be going against what's rightful in a really big way. And so it takes a lot of courage, God's actually saying. It took a lot of courage for knowing what you were about to do and go through. You followed what was rightful anyway. And that takes a lot of courage. And he's just saying, you're done now.
Saying yes, yes, yes.
Damn, that's just profoundly deep.
Yes. And me too, Caroline, I'm crying again too. She said she's crying again. Yeah, me too.
There's something like within the suffering that we're going through, like that, or that amount, in that way. And then you feel, even though it makes no sense, when you really ask the question, but what is, let's say, what is true about this? Why is this going on? Or what is happening? And you feel this kind of like divine splinter in it. And you're like, holy shit. And that changes your energy with it. And it changes everything. It doesn't like take away the pain per se, but you have a different approach or a different relationship with stuff we've gone through, you know, Caroline. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank you for following your rightfulness. I don't know how else to say it. I feel like that I have to say that to you. I have to say thank you. God, I feel like energy is being released in the group now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Caroline, holy shit.
So thank you. Love, so much love. Thank you. Yep, pretty wow. Pretty wow, yeah.
I feel like the feminine energy that's being released out of her system that's going through the group and where all of her else is going, I mean, it feels so holy. Mm-hmm. You know, like Mother Mary, kind of ancient, holy.
Yeah.
It's holy.
Holy. I mean, I know this is helping not just Caroline, but other people who are listening now, watching now, and others who are going to watch and listen later.
Yeah, because this is not just Earth, but this is really big. This is really
big. Yeah. This actually answered one of my deep questions, the one that I was saving for God one day, you know? So thank you. And she said, Mother Mary has been watching with me since it started happening. Yeah. I used to see her and Jesus watching it all, and there was a knowing. Yeah. Crying again. Yeah.
I mean, when you feel that holiness, it just brings you, me, to my knees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like so profound, and it's like it makes everything else that feels so important be like
nothing. So she's crying and laughing. Yes, I'm laughing now too, because it's like
holy bazooli. Damn.
My heart is all heated up.
Like that was just so major for not only humanity, right? But
yeah,
what just happened, major, whatever just released out of you, Caroline. Just
out of all of us. I think I think for all of us women who are on this call who may have experienced abuse in some way, you know, there's a deep healing happening. This brings me to tears, you know, as I just think about this too, for all of us, because, you know, that whole Me Too movement that was last year or whatever, but it's like, we've all experienced this at some point, and we've all at some point said yes, for whatever reason, right? We all said yes to experiencing it in order to heal.
Yep.
Right? All of us, all the divine feminine, all of humanity. And this is, and Mary Lee says, yes, a deep healing. And Caroline says, in 2012, I made an intention before my song that all women would be healed. Feels like major anxiety is being released out of me, like thumps of energy out of me, body, throat. Yeah. As you can tell, my voice is hoarse now as well. And she said, my body is just thumping. Just open yourself up, but I can handle it. Let's go.
Yeah, it's almost, I get the words like, it's like a divine baby in there finally coming out that she's been holding and housing and holding and holding and holding and holding. And when it was right, it would come out and live. I mean, I feel my entire surroundings feel different right now. Everything's
different. She said, you just turned into the Virgin Mary and the gem.
Virgin, I don't know.
So much releasing. Thank you so much, Caroline. I'm so glad you asked this question. And she's like, I didn't ask this question before on any call. You're saving it for this one.
Maybe I'll save this. Okay, that we bring it there. Well, and I just feel
it's like rebirth. Wow.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody who's here. Alara, like, you're amazing. I don't know how, I don't have another word. And I just want to thank everybody here because we all facilitated this together. And I mean, there are no words. There are just no words.
Exactly. There are no words. You know, and as this healing has been happening throughout this call, because it's not just at the very end, it's been going on throughout this call. Even before we went live, I remember saying, oh, I'm like, the energy is flowing. You know, it's like the heat was already started before we went live. You know, and it's been going throughout. And I know Marilee says she said, I've had a pain in my left side for 6 days and it's gone now. So awesome.
Wow.
And then I didn't even get a chance to ask your question, Marilee. So thank you. definitely everybody drink lots of water. Lots of water. There's going to be a lot of releasing happening here.
What Spirit's saying, I'm going to fix my home sitting. Sorry, can I interject?
Yes, please.
It's so humbling. From what Caroline just released, there are divinity spots in the body now that are in all of us, but in humanity and that are going to start turning on now.
Wow.
So Spirit's being funny. So they're like, keep an eye out for that.
I don't even know what that means, but it's like, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like these little stars of now are going to like kind of pop.
Yeah.
Open. Yeah. That. Wow. Which makes sense because I'm going to say the cliche thing here, like we're all one. And so truly. And so when one of us does something like that, that truth in all of us or that divinity in all of us can't help but also, you know, ripple effect.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So Lisa said goosebumps when you said that about the stars. And Caroline says, love you to pieces, sending you lots of kisses and all on the call. And yeah, hugs for me, millions. Yeah, I'll see you in May. And she said, okay, we'll watch for stars. I know what that means. I have to tell you. Ooh, tell me. you can tell I'm Muslim if you want, but tell me too.
Right.
When I see you or before. Oh, she said, last week I saw a bright star in my dream, and then stars started exploding, and then there was like fireworks.
Yeah, that's exactly the image I had, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, my God. I just feel so much release and so much freedom from everything on this call. It's like, you know, and my, you know, my back pain that I had when we first started, it's gone. Yeah. You know, it's completely gone. It's like just, it's been amazing. She says, I'm clapping, smiling, laughing, hoo-hooing. Awesome. It's like,
this reminds me of, how much time do we have actually? What's happening?
Go ahead. I'm not taking any more questions, you know, unless there's like something major coming up for somebody, you know, but go ahead.
Well, first, because we're ending that, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody who asked a question, and because it's really deeply appreciated and acknowledged. Just to even ask a question is very vulnerable, even though it might not feel that way. I take it very seriously when you share yourself. So I just want to say thank you all for asking and being here. And if you didn't ask a question, your energy being here today is just so profound. So I just want to say thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I didn't get to your question because I missed it or whatever, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but you know, I'm not going to apologize, but thank you anyways. But you guys know me. You know that by after an hour and a half, my butt gets really sore in this chair. You know that.
So I'm getting like reminded to tell like the super sacred experience I had when I first started my practice. So it was like a year and a half in. A client of mine refers this woman to me who has severe back pain. So she comes, I look, and I see that she's cording her husband out of her belly and that it's pulling on her back and that she needs to basically let him go. Mm. And she says, well, actually, this is quite apropos after what just happened. She says, well, first of all, he's my ex-husband and he's in jail for molesting our daughter. And I was like, oh. And she just shared her pain with me and what's happened. And I'm just like, and then I see like, you have to let him go. And she was so scared. She literally thought he would die if she let the cords go. So I get this idea. The idea comes in. Hey, why don't we ask his angels and his spiritual team to surround him so he can be nice and safe. So when you let him go, you know that he's like, he's taken care of. Mm-hmm. And I started to come in and surround him and teach her, like, you can't take care of him. You're just a mere mortal human. Like, we can take care of him, you know? So his team and angels come over, surround him. She starts feeling safer and safer and safer. And she's like, okay. So she lets the cords go. As she lets the cords go and he's with his team, they start telling him about this really deep pain that has not been healed. And it's this pain that molested his daughter, and that he needs to forgive himself to be free. And they told him how to heal the pain and what it is and all this. So she left, my client left. It was about a week later, I get a phone call from the woman who referred her to me. And she's like, hey, do you remember? Oh, she goes, hey, I have something really cool to tell you. I'm like, okay. She's like, do you remember so-and-so with her back pain? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, her back doesn't hurt anymore. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. She goes, no, I didn't tell you the cool part. I'm like, okay. She said, about 3 days later, we went to go visit her ex-husband in jail. And he looked really different. I go, oh, that's awesome. She goes, no, I didn't tell you the cool part. I'm like, okay. She said, when you guys were having your session, he, of course, didn't know this. He said he was in solitary. And that out of nowhere, these huge beings came in and told him that he has this really deep pain. And it's this pain that molested his daughter, and that he has to forgive himself in order to be free. And he said, so I forgave myself and I'm free. And wow. I was like,
Goosebumps all over and tears. It's like, oh my goodness.
What's happening? And that's when I knew. I mean, I already knew, because the feeling and the sacredness that I feel when we sit together like this and do our thing together. But when that happened, I knew, I'm like, something else is going on here. I am not just doing a healing and a reading and, you know, there's something happening.
Yeah.
And then I've had numerous experiences of things like that over the years. But yeah, that was a doozy.
That was powerful. Amazing. We don't know everything that we affect, or like, everything that we do, we don't know how it ripples out and changes people, energies, things, planets, and so on and so forth. We don't know. Just, it's like, oh my goodness. So it's about, you know, do your work, do what totally brings you joy, do what you're called to do, whatever it happens to be. And I'm just so, I'm so grateful.
Yeah, it's beyond. It really is. Like when I'm so done with the session, I say, thank you so much. And they're like, no, thank you. I'm like, no. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're freaking amazing.
It's so, so humbling. I'm just like humbled in the presence of, you know, like spirit and the divine and the possibilities of what is possible when we become vulnerable enough to ask for help.
Yes.
Right?
I was doing a session yesterday and their being was reaching something way up high. And they looked at me and my client, and they go, hey, thanks for being the ladder, because I couldn't reach this without you guys. And I'm like, oh, it's such a reminder. Like, it's okay to ask for help, you know, because we have to do it alone. And mm-hmm. I don't want to ask for help and give my power away. And
yeah.
And it's like, sometimes we need the ladder.
Exactly. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, this is not about, you know, making sales or anything like that. But, you know, when you go to the special offer page, please get a personal session with Ambujam. As you just saw the few minutes with each person that she worked with, it's like, this has been amazing. This has been amazing, you know, and the release for everybody on the call. So, you know, even though you might not have had a question or, you know, but I'm sure you all felt some sort of release, some sort of shift, some sort of change as Ambujam worked with all of us, or Ambujam and the divine worked with all of us, you know, at the same time. So, you know, if there is something for you and you're, you know, you would like to finally get it resolved or taken care of, please do take a look at the special offer page. That's at Awakened Happiness. No, not Awakened Happiness now. alara.at/show/Ambujam. The sessions are $100 for new clients. So if you're new and you haven't worked with Ambujam before, please take advantage of it, you know, because you can see what, you know, has happened today in this call. It's been freaking amazing.
Oh, and I forgot about the free gift.
Ah, go ahead.
For everybody. Yeah. Current clients, new clients. So we're going to do a free group power healing on May 16th. The link is there. And it ultimately takes you to my site, and you, all the information is there of how you sign up.
The link is where? I know you gave it.
I think you put it on there, right?
I think so. I don't know, but I will. It's for people. Is it for the free gift?
The free gift.
Yeah. That I put on there. The free gift button works now. You know, before it didn't. It said coming soon, but it's there. It works. Yeah. I can't think now.
I know, it's so funny.
You know,
yes,
it's
I would love to have you guys in the group power healing and yeah.
So Mary Lee says, my personal session was totally life-changing and profound. Betsy's asking, is she still in San Francisco? I don't think so. No,
I'm in Jackson, Wyoming now.
Jackson, Wyoming. I don't know where that is, but okay. And then Caroline says, done. I just bought a session and I agree. Emma Gem is amazing. I had to wait for her to release that. You know, she won. And she says, yes, the gift is there. Awesome. Thank you, Caroline. I'm also going to get another session because, you know, it's like there's still, you know, who knows what else.
I know. What else can we do? Right?
Exactly. What else can we do? That's fun.
When I first started my sessions, I would do like 4 or 5 hour sessions because we're like, oh, and this and that and this. And I'm like, okay, this is not sustainable.
No.
I've got to find a way to make
it work. And we've talked, you know, pretty much you guys know what the personal sessions are like, kind of like this, and or the group healing calls are also like this, right?
Yep, except we do it in a group.
Yeah.
So it's an hour and a half. We do the healing for like 60 to 70 minutes, and then we can ask questions. Not on the group power calls, we don't ask personal questions because that takes the energy to a totally different place. So we just have question and answer for what happened during the call and your experience during the call. And those are done over conference call. You can call in through the web. You can call in through your cell. There's all kinds of free ways to call in. And Spirit always picks the dates. They've been happening on Thursday nights and Friday nights now, which is kind of not normal. At 7 p.m. is when they happen for the most part on Eastern time. And Spirit always, again, will pick the date and they pick the topic. Sometimes there is no topic. We just say, hey, whatever you guys are going to bring, let's do it. But it's always orchestrated from Spirit. I never choose the dates. I never choose to do a group. I just feel this kind of, it's time now.
So she's in Mountain Time, Caroline. Me. So I think that's 2 hours difference from you.
Where is she at?
Eastern time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And then we do all private sessions on a conference call. And I record it and then send it off to you. Oh, and all the group calls have recordings too.
Yeah. So, I mean, this has been, I can't believe everybody is saying, oh, it's so good to see you, Ambujam. I don't, like, really, you're so beautiful and so powerful. And these sessions with you live in person, like video, are so amazing. Why don't you do more of these?
Thank you. Well, I'm starting to now. Actually, I have a question. My husband has been kind of bringing this up. So, you know, I've been on the phone. Like, okay, so when I first started my work, I was in person for 8 years in San Francisco, and then life kicked me out of there and went back to the East Coast, long story short, blah, blah, blah. And then I started doing phone sessions. And so I've been on the phone for like 18 years now, you know, and it's all nice, safe, and cozy to be on the phone. Nobody sees me.
Exactly, yeah.
So now, like, it kind of started right before Alara, but Alara contacted me and asked me to be a guest on her show. And she's like, oh, we're going to do video. And I was like, no, no. And life has really been asking me to do video and do a YouTube channel and do a podcast and do a call-in show. But it's all video, 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 video. And so my question to you guys is, you know, would you rather do a video group call versus it's always been a conference call? You know, nobody sees me. I'm on the phone. But if it's more supportive and more powerful that way, then yeah, let's totally do it. Just email me, let me know.
I know that a lot of people like the phone because it's easier for them, but you know, maybe you can continue to do both. Do the phone and then do some group.
Live video,
For live, you know, like live video. So Mary Lee says, a video call for sure. oh my God, how exciting, a YouTube channel. So, you know, but, you know, start small, start slowly so that you get comfortable and so that you can work out all the kinks. And anyway, this is not for this topic. This is not for this call. So just let us know what you guys think. If Ambujam should do video or stick to audio. Yeah, it's more powerful on Zoom, which is what we're doing. Zoom, everybody's saying Zoom.
Great. Thanks a lot. No, that's awesome.
Yes, video. Yep.
Part of me coming out, so.
And Destiny says both, please, but YouTube most definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And no more PJs, then you can't wear PJs. Well, I mean, yeah.
And I can't pick my nose, but I will anyway, because I'm me, whether I'm on the phone or whether we're video, you know.
I always put my makeup on when I do all my calls, all my shows, you know.
Yeah. But,
anyway. Yep. And then put my lipstick on it as I get on. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot my lipstick. Sorry, guys. Anyways, so I think we've kind of like lightened up the energy as well now, right? From everything. So yeah. I just wanted to remind everybody, you know, please drink some water. You know, Ambujam, you were talking about the baking soda bath. You know, you could also do sea salt bath. Some of you, if you'd like, you know, that's what I recommend is the sea salt bath. Because that really pulls out the toxins, the emotional toxins, mental toxins, continues to pull them out. Okay. But definitely drink water, ground yourself, you know, the best you can. Be in your heart, you know, don't get carried away by emotions or your thoughts, you know, any of that. Just when that happens, just come back to your heart. Say, you know what? I'm going to go back to my heart. You know, and let everything else just release out. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. Ambujam, did you want to add something to that?
The only thing I want to say is at the end of every healing I do, spirit always does a completion ceremony. Mm. And it's always important to disconnect. Like they always pull me out of everybody's space once I'm done. So I feel like the only thing left on my side to do is to complete with everybody. Unless you have anything else you want to talk about or.
Nope. That was awesome. That's beyond awesome. Beyond awesome. I was like, and you're going to have to come back for sure.
I just can't thank you enough for having me on here.
And I know we went really long, but this was so much fun.
Oh, shysta.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to see that. What tune, whatever hours. Oh, I don't know if I don't watch that whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they will because it's so valuable. So
yeah. I'm super grateful. I want to thank all you guys for hanging out this long with us and being here and bringing you. I mean, Jesus, it's so good. It's so part of me. I can't tell you enough. Like, I cannot do this without you. I cannot do this without you. It's our collaboration and your heart. It's that. So.
And you didn't swear.
I said shit.
Okay, well, that's not swearing. But
I didn't swear as harshly as I normally do.
Yeah, no, that was, yeah, oh my goodness. I'm just like, I feel so good. And I feel like so much relief as well, you know, the releasing, you know, and everything, but a sense of relief within and a sense of peace within and a sense of the stillness, you know, and the gratitude, you know, so much gratitude. I mean, I have tears, I'm choked up, and I can't even describe it, but just even my, you know, my team is here and they're like, thank you for this, the, what you provide, how you serve and all, everything that you give and contribute, because you give a lot, you contribute a lot. Right. So, thank you. They're saying, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
On Zoom, we can see your radiance, beautiful souls. True. Yeah.
I feel like spirit's ready to complete with us now. So even though I did not say out loud, like we are officially connecting as a group, we have been, right? So the first thing we're going to do is complete our connection and spirit's just going to facilitate all that with your beings. Everybody's like, thank you, thank you, thank you. to everybody. So Spirit's going to do one more thing, actually. There's this big ass cord that keeps that the group has to, I don't even know what to call it, a certain reality that we don't need to be in anymore. It's just old. Okay. And Spirit just kind of wants to snap that thing. Okay, ready? We're going to do it now. Yep, so now the group energy is, we're all completing now our collaboration. Oh, and everybody's just starting to go back to where they reside. Okay, so Spirit's gonna do their completion ceremony now. So they're gonna complete whatever else needs to be completed, release whatever else needs to be released, and support whatever else needs support from here forward. And they're saying it is our honor and our pleasure to serve. Okay, so they're going to pull me out of all your spaces now. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Lara, for having me and all of everything.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful. How did I get so lucky? You know, I ask myself that all the time. How did I get so lucky? So grateful. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for all of your questions, all of your feedback, all your comments. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I know I might have missed a few, but yeah, this was brilliant. Beautiful. Be gentle, please, with yourselves. Be gentle, gentle, gentle. All right. And until next time, may you all continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Yeah. Thank you so much, Ambujam, so much. It was so wonderful. Thank you for my personal healing, too. It was awesome.
Oh, that was so good, too. I forgot. We've done so much. I'm like, oh, yeah, that.
Exactly. We've done so much. And I know that the healing for, you know, each individual person also helped everybody else as well. Listening now, listening later, watching now, watching later. So thank you.
For sure. So I want to say this actually, which maybe I should have said in the very beginning, because it's kind of too late now for people who are listening or watching the replay. Tune in, use the energy, let it do you exactly where you're at. Okay. Because it will.
Could have
said that in the very beginning.
Too late. Oh, that's wonderful. It's okay. They can watch it again and experience it again. You know, yeah, absolutely. All right, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye.